This week's episode of Heavy Meta is brought to you by Face-to-Face Games. If you like paper cards, that's the place to get them. If you don't, try MTGO Academy for all your digital needs.
No. Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to Heavy Meta, your source for magic news, entertainment, and comedy.
What is up, you incredibly loyal yet terrible smelling sons of bitches? I'm Kevy Metal.
And I'm Maddie Studios.
And I'm the Fairy.
And you're listening to Heavy Meta episode 50, bitch.
Damn right, we made it. I don't know what deal we signed, but we got to the big 5-0, folks.
How did we get to 50? Wake up tomorrow morning. You could count that high.
I'm gonna wake up in like a week with a fucking giant fucking needle of heroin in my arm, just like celebrating our 50th episode.
No.
My girlfriend's gonna find me passed out in my garage.
You know what the sad thing is? That someone tweeted, they're like, man, I didn't think this, you know, show, I think it was Jack, he said the show would make it. And I was like, you know what? The show wasn't in doubt. The show would have made it. But I was like, I was very hesitant there beginning to think that Kevy might not make the 50th episode.
I mean, you guys were aware of the death pool, liver, right? Like, you knew that was a thing.
What's that?
You guys weren't aware of the death pool that everybody had on you guys?
There's a death pool? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in on that. Because there's money. I'm living.
I mean, yeah, there's like these active bets going on, and like, you know, how Kevy was gonna die on the air, and hey everybody, I'm Jack. If like Ferret would strangle him or something like that. I mean, this is no secret. Like, this was out in the open. Surely you guys would have heard of it after.
Crazy. I'm mad because I didn't get to put any fucking money on myself to die in a fire.
I mean, that would have been a sure
by
thing.
By the way, just so you guys know, I brought Josh in on the corner here, so you know, Z over there.
What's up, boys?
We got all. He's in here tonight.
Yeah, so basically, so everyone listening, this is, well, you know what, I'm gonna say this. For all the shit that we've gotten over 50 episodes where people say, you know, we don't like it when, you know, people interrupt and there's all this rambling talking.
Maddie, wait!
No, turn this episode off! Because this episode, no matter how much I edit it, is gonna be a fucking train wreck, okay?
We are trying our damnedest to throw in sideballs and curveballs and this and that just to make editing harder for Maddie. Yes. I want him to remember the 50th episode for the rest of his life just because he had so much fucking editing to do. It came out a week late.
No, nothing is ever. If you've ever seen 16 Candles and they knock on the door of the house, that's pretty much what the cave looks like right now. So,
Oh, Jesus, landmines!
Yeah.
Daddy, I hate you! My Skype!
So,
those are not called landmines. In the cave, they're called party favors.
That's right.
It's different.
So tonight, folks, we're going to start off. We brought Jack on. We got Norbs on. We got the Froxy guy on. And we're starting with this guy, or all these dudes. And then we're going free for all. So we're just taking calls, man. Like, people are hitting the ferret. Yeah, it's just, you know, you pull on the ferret's tail. He bites you. You come on in. And then the ferret gets angry, he gnaws at your ankles, and you run away.
That is not a good quality assurance, I gotta say.
That's the stamp. It's like when you go to a bar or a club and you gotta get your hand stamped and shit. You just, like, we just check to see if you got ferret bites on your hand.
No. First of all, my health insurance does not cover rabies. Secondly, that's not gonna heal. So I have problems with that.
It's not gonna heal right.
Well, before, I mean, I don't know if Wizards of the Coast listens to this cast as I say every episode, but if they do, it's very convenient that they kind of threw.
If they listened to this cast, they would have turned down Kevy Cole. You know this.
I don't think the either department. I don't think the web department talks to the PR department because there would be a flat ban. Heavy what? No, anyone with heavy in their front end. You can't talk to them. But anyways, we've got some news. We got freaking, what did I call it? Vintage Masters. I called that shit about 25 episodes ago.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm the winner.
I about that.
Yeah, which just goes to show you, when Maddie said, oh, no, they'll probably call it like Vintage Masters or something, we're like, that's stupid, Maddie. That's like the most unoriginal thing I've ever heard. And he was completely right.
The sad thing is, the more I look at this, it is exactly what we said, man. Like, they use Modern Mass as a test. That's what they're going to do. It's kind of very, the one thing that I have to drop is, I don't know how you're going to get the Power 9, because it's going to be the Mythic Rare foil replacement. So that seems to be like...
No, it's not even that. Okay, the way that they do describe it. All right,
Ferret. Bring the facts, Ferret. Ruin the show.
Okay. You know how Time Spiral was?
Yes.
And they had the Time Shifted cards with the little purple symbol?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're doing. Except for that particular slot is always going to be a foil unless it's a Power 9. Then it can be non-foil. And then for the random... ass lucky, you just got the Charles Chocolate Factory.
What the fuck?
Oil power.
Okay, so before we all talk, what are you drinking tonight, Fair? Because you're drinking something. Because I know I'm drinking something. I know Cammy's always drinking.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's
no, I decided to celebrate tonight and go stone cold.
I think
cold
she
sober.
Might be trying to kill me.
No, seriously, if that's what they're doing, we know Lion's Eye Diamond is like 200 and something tickets or whatever. So we're talking 500 ticket Black Lotuses. Is that what we're thinking?
That's going to be ridiculous. Yeah.
If in all honesty, yeah, like in all honesty, I don't know. I mean, if there's we all know one of our greatest guests that we'll never be able to get on is the Wizards of the Coast lawyer. But if there's a Wizard of the Coast boardroom team sitting there thinking, we're going to bring Power 9 to MTGO, but we have to maintain its super exclusivity. So what do we do? I know. Why don't we make it so expensive that no one will ever play with them? Excellent idea. That's going to get Vintage to take off.
No,
so,
but how would you do that anyway? Like, I mean, these things are going to be open. You know, these packs are going to be opened, and the prices are going to be determined by the private seller, like the secondary market. And, you know, if a bunch of them get opened, they're not going to be able to retain fucking ridiculous value just because Lion's Eye Diamond costs this much. You know, costs
$200. I don't know.
I just don't see how they would possibly keep them expensive.
How they possibly keep them like that is right now they're guessing that these are going to be like 1 in 100 packs for a single piece of Power 9.
You don't even know how rare this is going to be. Like, we're talking easily over hundreds of tickets. Anyways, the whole point is, I'm kind of disappointed. We'll see what this draft format looks like. The one thing that is interesting someone brought up is we've got all that new art. So maybe the dual lands are going to be new frames. So they're going to put the modern frame with new art, which could be kind of neat. I'm always...
Well, do we know yet what the, like... Well, I mean, I guess
we know nothing. Maybe. We don't know what's in it.
We know nothing.
We know nothing.
No, because they just like we talked about, kind of in preparation for this, because we knew this was coming. So then, like, what for the mocks lately? They've been giving out, what was it, like Underground Sea, and then there was another one.
Right now they're doing
new art and old frame.
Scrublands one for this month.
Right, and so I'm thinking, like, I mean, it just seems logical to me that, like, that's the way they're going to do it. You know, if it, like you said, like, old or new art, old frame, that's probably the way they're going to continue to do it, not give them to us in a new frame. Otherwise, they probably would have been doing that with the ones that they've been giving out in the mocks recently.
Well, here's the thing. If they don't make the draft format as exciting as Modern Masters, then no one's going to open
these sets,
and then... The prices will be so stupid that who cares?
That's why they decided to keep the prices up. They're just going to make the draft format terrible so nobody opens the pack.
Listen, 6 months ago I called what it was going to be, and now I'm going to call what's going to happen in 6 months, and that is it's going to suck ass. No one's going to open this, and everything will be ridiculously expensive, and there won't be any bots that have Black Lotus, or maybe one or two will, and there'll be 500 tickets, and hey, good luck. So for all you people speculating, I would sell all your Vintage cards now and cash out and just see what happens in the next couple months.
Just fucking, I'm dead serious. Daddy's going to start buying up everybody's
shit. No, I was just actually pissed off enough.
Terrible.
I was seriously pissed off enough last night. I almost started doing exactly that. Put it up and say, who wants to buy my fucking, From the Vault 20s for 35 each? I was just mad.
No, I'll keep the From the Vault, but the Vintage stuff, I don't know, man. Who knows? We'll see, but it's kind of, how do you maintain such crazy exclusivity and then actually make people play it? You don't. So, I don't know what's worth. Good luck, buddy.
I think that this is going to just, they're going to end up, I mean, they're not going to be fucking like dirt cheap commons or anything, but they're going to end up being cheap.
I'm sure we'll get the, what is it? The one that no one cares about. That'll be $50. But we also got
Mox Pearl. There you go.
We also Mox Pearl's awesome. But we also got Commander spoils, and that's why we have.
Oh my god!
See, Jax just came.
He just
maybe just a little bit. Like, in all honesty, I'm kind of on the fence about these products. To be completely exclusively mildly honest with you, gentlemen.
Is it a fence, and are you sitting on it?
Well, like, so here's the thing. Like, there's been a lot of hubbub over these. Well, how about you guys go over what they are and why people should be excited first before I open up my proverbial can of worms on it?
Ah,
that would probably be better.
Might be a good idea. If we were a prepared podcast,
you shut up. We are prepared. Well, okay, so everyone knows the new Commander products are out, what, November 1st or 5th or something like that?
November 1st. That's the show.
November 1st. So, you know, you got new generals. There's 5 decks. Some of the cards look really cool. As for all the people on this cast who don't really play Commander, it's not super exciting for me. But the cards do look cool for Cube. Some of the stuff looks really neat.
They're pretty.
Yeah, they're cool. I mean, as far as the legacy playables and that, obviously, the standout card is that, what is this, the stupidest name ever?
Identity Nemesis.
Is that what it's called? Oh, yeah. I thought it was True Name Nemesis.
Yeah, it's like True Name Nemesis.
Oh, well. Mr. Orange, you got it.
The matter is, I like the fact of his ability being something we haven't seen before, which is protection from a player.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't mind that. But then it's very funny that, like, all the sacrifice effects just kill it anyways. Oh, and so does Wrath of God, and so does all the blanket destroy effects. So it's... It's actually like it only is protection from spot removal, so it's pretty not that exciting. So sorry, guys. Stop speculating on Merfolks. But this is why I wanted to bring...
Speaking of speculating on Merfolks, I'm thinking of killing on my Lord of Atlantis.
Oh! Are they selling out now?
Well, they're at like 8 ticks now, and I bought them at 2.
Wow.
Right on.
Ferret is the fucking man. By the way, I sold out on all my mono black stuff, all the Desecration Demons Underworlds. I'm happy to get out, because I know that deck's going to crash. Green-White's coming back. But we shall see.
Fuck green and white.
Damn right, man.
Fuck everything. Anyway, so let's let Jack just fucking inundate us with what he feels about these Commander cards, since we obviously don't give a fuck about any of them.
Tell us, Jack, what's the good stuff so we know what to get?
The good stuff that you should actually keep your eyes out for is fuck everything else except for True Name Nemesis. If you actually have to buy a wholesale product, buy either the Bant or the Jund decklist, because they are the most cohesive out of the box. The Jund decklist, I actually don't remember the combo off the top of my head, but it has an infinite combo directly out of the box. Yeah, like that's the thing. Prosh by himself is a self-enabling combo piece. If you're looking for cool stuff, I would definitely say that some of the other generals are extremely interesting. The 3 converted mana cost Esper one that people are calling Dark Hannah. She is a much cheaper colored Karn, so there's that, and there's a lot of fun you can have there. As far as, like, what are the most playable generals out of the set, though, I would definitely say Shatter Gang Bros has become the number one tier. Yeah, like, I would go ahead and say that that is probably going to be the premier Jund general if you want to be competitive for a couple of years to come. But as far as, like, a lot of the hype and hubbub surrounding these products, like, the important thing to remember is that these are not products made for people who necessarily have a firm grasp on what Commander's really about. I would also argue that in some way they're probably a way of catering to the legacy community as well, especially when you have stuff like Sudden Absence in these deck lists, which people have already been testing.
Which is amazing.
Strategic planning is another one that they gave for the community.
Yeah. And I mean, there's even stuff like Explorer Scope, which I very easily could see fringe play in legacy, alongside Lantax or something like that. So these products are for people that don't necessarily understand a lot about the format and are looking to have a cheap enough base to start with, or are just looking to cash in on some cheap singles. I mean, my God, how many Portal 5 Kingdom cards were reprinted in these things?
Now, what do you think about that? Is this just basically to... And are these Portal 3 Kingdom cards that people care about?
Some of them. I mean, the most important portal
strategic
card. I think that's
planning good. Had plan dredged, didn't it? Or possible?
I mean, I'm not exactly sure. Are you talking about Commander or just Legacy period?
I was just saying in Legacy for Legacy Dredge that it could play. I mean, not that it actually ever really did because nobody could get the damn card in the first place. But, you know, it had the ability to be played in it.
Yeah. Honestly, as far as these cards getting reprinted, you know, I'm probably in the majority here and saying fuck the secondary market. I'm perfectly fine with these cards getting reprinted. The most, arguably the most important card from that set has already been reprinted anyways. I mean, you've got Zaldun the One-Eyed, which even as a Judge Foil, I think is still fetching 50. And you've got Imperial Recruits, which is going for, I looked up on Star City, $40 for the Commander's Arsenal one. So the most important cards have been reprinted. The ones that have been printed in the Commander product sets, I mean, they're all cards that if you have them available, you will probably want to play them, like the green one that puts a creature on top of your library from your graveyard and things like that. They're not absolutely necessary to strategies, and I mean, honestly, the Commander community has evolved more or less without them, simply because they are so impossible to get a hold of. But they are cards that certainly, if nothing else, add redundant synergy to certain deck lists. Like in Shattergame Bros, having that green legend in there actually helps you a lot when it comes to sacrificing your junk, which is really important in a deck like that. But of course, again, going back to what I was saying, these products are actually really, really good. And these are what I would consider a gross improvement over the ones that they released, I think, last year. Because they are much more playable right out of the box. And just the fact that the Jund one actually includes a combo within itself, I think that says that WotC has become much more aware of how the Commander community actually functions. Because I don't know about you guys, have any of you ever actually sat down and played like a dedicated game of Commander? Or yep. Dedicated to it.
Well, I have tried. I have tried.
I cannot get into Commander. It drives me insane.
I have people concede every time I play, you know, my favorite cards. So that doesn't work so well.
Yeah, I can't
destroying your land, get the fuck out.
I can't get past turn 5 of a fucking standard game without getting bored.
Fucking ADHD, man. I mean, I love Commander. The problem is, like, I love building the decks, but yeah, it's the games take like 3 hours, and I wouldn't mind buying all 5 decks and just inviting people over and just say, let's not even look at the cards, let's play. So it's like a one-time kind
of. That's a very real thing that a lot of people are doing, and that's great. But what I was going to say is, with them including a combo like that already, that shows that they're aware that the Commander community, especially with the aided support they've given it over the last few years, it's evolving. I mean, pretty much any community I go to, there's going to be at least one guy at the table with a combo. And I actually recommend that everybody who's unsure of how Commander functions packs a combo in their deck list, just because they're not going to be absolutely certain what they're going up against. And there are going to be those moments you want an out. As far as getting the value out of this product, Maddie, you bring up a very good point. I think this is actually one of those deals where, like the dual decks, it's better to go ahead and buy multiples of them if you can afford it. Because I'm actually getting to the point now where, you know, my friends are starting to grow up and have their families and careers and things like that. And it's getting increasingly harder for them to kind of maintain a Commander list. So these products are all very well balanced within one another. And they kind of have this established metagame within themselves where no one deck is going to absolutely dominate the other. Because yep, WotC did something very strange. They made it where there was an easy way to recur your creatures and there wasn't a whole lot of board wipe. It's there, but it's either conditional or it's just not very good to start off with. So you have these very fair games where everybody at the table can get away with a lot of shit because nobody is actively trying to alter the board state. So I think if you can afford it, getting all 5 of these is probably a good idea so long as you keep them intact and for that purpose. But if you have to pick a couple out of the pack, my current tie between the ones I would purchase are definitely between Bant and Jund. I think Jund has the advantage simply because out of the box it is much more capable than the other deck list, but the cute shit you can do with the band list is also really incredible. Plus, oh, Karmic Guide reprint. Oh my god,
that's sick.
Oh my god.
you know what's awesome though? I love looking at the art, and it's kind of like you're looking at the history of Magic, because I see like some of the cards are from Zendikar, and then there's like it's all the planes are representative, and it's not just generic art. And I think that's really cool. Like whoever did the art on these, I love that. Like, the art direction is really good. Like, it's really neat.
It's funny you mention that, because that is where Commander and this product is going to succeed really well. Yeah. If nothing else, but Commander serves as a good example of how WotC is much more conscious of their design decisions now, and they're actively looking towards promoting synergy between sets, be it, you know, one block apart or even years apart. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it's kind of fun when I sit down with a bunch of cards and, you know, this one's 10 years old and this one's from beta and this one's from a set that just came out and they all work together. And that's one of the, Commander is one of the few places you can really see that exemplified.
Here's a question, Jack, because now that we got you here, Devotion is my new pet mechanic to crush. I just want to break it because it's so – I honestly believe that I think they fucked up. And Devotion is too good. And there's too many cards in the history of Magic that you can fucking just destroy Devotion. And I'm, like, wondering, like, is there Devotion shenanigans in Commander possible?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
big
absolutely.
Time?
The Red God is definitely much more worrisome because you can just outright kill the table. And, I mean, there's plenty of infinite combos to deal damage and stuff like that. But with the Red God, let's say I slip him into Krenko. I just sit there and tap Krenko and I win the game. That's how good he is.
Or even with Prosh, man, the new guy. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah, like,
12 damage when he hits.
Yeah. If you're talking like the other gods, though, the Black God actually adds redundancy to junk list and mono black control list, where you like card draw is a very big factor in that color, because believe it or not, green and black actually can draw cards better than blue can in most cases. The other gods, believe it or not, actually kind of lag behind. Helios is not really that powerful. I mean, he pumps your dudes. He can make some dudes, but he's not really that. Oh, no, he does make guys, doesn't he?
Yep, yeah, he makes enchantments.
Yeah, and I mean, there's some shenanigans you can get into there, like with Eternal Evening and things like that, but it's never really going to matter a whole lot, just because there are easier, lower-cost solutions to producing a large body of tokens. The Green God just sucks. unless you're already ahead, the 4 mana you're going to spend to activate her ability could be used to play Triumph of the Horde. She's just bad. And Thassa is in this very unique position where the only thing that really competes with her is Crystal Ball and a free scry activation at your upkeep, especially on something that is a 5/5 indestructible creature, which
can
use. Yeah, and especially when she can weld equipment. What you're going to get into with the gods being really problematic, even the shitty ones like the green one and the white one, is that not many players are very aware of their meta at all times, because not a lot of people take Commander very seriously. And Commander is a format where anything could happen, so you need to prepare for that, especially if you travel and play a lot like I do. You know, pack your enchantment hate and pack your graveyard removal, pack your deck hate, pack all these kinds of things, but be knowledgeable of them. Be aware that these cards are going to be played in the format. Right now, if I was actually preparing a deck list from scratch, I would recommend Revoke Existence over anything else, especially I think it's Keldon's Grip or the split-second green removal one that I can't remember right off the top of my head. Crimson Grip, yeah. I would actually recommend removal of enchantments and artifacts right now, simply because the way the format has evolved, that's going to be a much stronger effect as time goes on.
Nice.
Okay.
You know the one card that I think is just one of the sickest cards is that Serene Master. The O2, he's one in a white and he's O2 Human Monk. And he's got the weirdest, I don't even really understand the text of this card, but it says, whenever Serene Master blocks, exchange its power and the power of target creature it's blocking. So
yeah, I read that one a few times too. Like, how? What? Wait, really?
But doesn't he still die then?
No,
not yet. Totally.
No. He makes the creature that he's blocking zero power base, and he takes their power.
Oh shit! Right. Oh wow,
like
that's amazing.
It's one of those ones I had to double take. And they really did that? What?
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I mean, so you can still dust it with a combat trick, but like, yeah.
Wait. Like, so he could kill Death Touch creatures?
Yes.
Because they don't have Death. That's I love this.
No,
card.
They still have Death Touch, but they'd have to have an external force
to hit it.
Their power.
Yeah, they'd have to pump it.
And I love that I love that it's Bruce Lee. Like that's so Bruce Lee on that card. that's like not even funny, man. And he's got a quote from Gideon Jira. That's sick. That's sweet. I mean, I
just gotta say, all you Chuck Norris loving motherfuckers, that's right.
Oh.
Bruce Lee is the master.
Alter. So that's pretty cool. So, I mean, Do you think, Jack, any of these like decks are going to be worth more than MSRP or no?
Oh, absolutely. They're all going to be worth more than MSRP by far.
The blue one.
Not really? Even, no, not even the blue one. They're all going to be over MSRP because they have reprints of Portal cards. So very stupid people who don't know the market, like you fine gentlemen who always give very educated opinions, by the way. No, I mean, yeah. I'm being completely serious. Like when I am actually kind of taking an interest in MTG Finance, usually I listen to you guys. Just because
that
I know
is a
you and
terrible idea.
Well, no, like, and you guys own up to your mistakes, and when you're right, you're absolutely right. I like, you know, Vintage Masters. But no, all of these are absolutely going to go over MSRP. So if you are somebody who's into speculation or reselling, I would say if you can pick these up at Walmart, you again should probably grab them as much as you can and turn around and either hold on to them or sell them on eBay for well over what you paid for them.
So here,
if you guys,
well, then here's my question to you. There's plenty of places that you can pre-buy them right now for like $170 for the set.
Why the fuck would you do that when these are going to be at Walmart for like $20? Because they're not going to know what they have on their hands.
I thought
they're
which
is what I did.
SRP.
Yeah, they're $29, aren't they? Retail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's $170 like, instead of $150.
Here's the thing. What is the original Commander sets worth? Did any of them go up in value?
Only the one with Ooze? God, what was it? With Fluster? Yeah, the one with Ooze and Fluster Storm.
Yeah. Oh, what about the one with the black, red, white commander? I thought that was the one that was the hot one. No?
No, no, no. The one you're thinking about was actually the green, white, black one, which included not the spore, fungal, fungus, bastard style dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I have that one.
Yeah.
I love that Tyrannosaurus Rex guy. The ooze with the fucking Tyrannosaurus hand.
God, the Mimeoplasm?
Oh, Mimeoplasm is my favorite card ever. I love that card.
Yeah. He's fun to actually shut people down with.
So that's our take on Commander.
Wait, we didn't ask Norbert what he thinks.
Yeah, Norbert.
Oh, good question.
Come on, yeah.
Norbs, how did you get to the cave? I took a plane.
I just flew in, that was it.
Yeah,
I was listening to the episode today.
Back door was open, so.
Oh, the back door was open. Ferret, what'd I tell you about leaving the back door open?
That was your fault this time. You're the one who went out to piss, not me.
Every time you leave the back door open, we get fucked somehow.
We get guests. So, Norbs, what do you think of Commander? What do you think about all this shit?
I love these decks, man. All the reprints, the Portal 3, like the new card frame, Control Magic, Basalt Monolith, Karma Guide reprint, Wrath Basalt reprint.
Monolith. Oh my god, I love Basalt Monolith. That was an old school card, man. Yeah, I didn't see it. Where are we looking? Is there a full visual spoiler of this somewhere?
It's on the mothership.
I mean, it's only on the internet. God, if we only had a tool, I'd look it up today.
God,
Josh just pops in every once in a while with this straight up knowledge. He's all mothership idiots.
It's what I do.
That's what I do, is how I handle my business.
Oh, here we go. Alright. Alright, so here's the thing. So folks, we're about to do a little memory lane, I guess. Jingle jangle here. So we're gonna start off with the people that are in the crew in the cave. Because no one gives a fuck about what we think. It's our show. We don't want to hear our memories. You got to listen to the very end for that. Jack, favorite memory of heavy meta so far? That you can remember.
No. I do have one. So when you guys first started out, I remember Maddie trying to talk to me on Twitter. And I was sitting there and I was trying really hard to figure out who the fuck this guy was and why he insisted that I follow him. And so I'm sitting there and I'm on Mana Deprive one day and I noticed that there's this cast on. So I decided to listen to it. And there's this fucker named Maddie Studios on there talking all into just all this shit. And then I put two and two together and realized you were that annoying fuck on Twitter. But Maddie, I gotta say. You proved to emerge from your annoying shell into a beautiful butterfly of community worth. And we're all probably going to get communally kicked except for Z, who hasn't done much talking. Thank you for the shroom altar, by the way, sir.
You're very welcome.
I would like to say, gentlemen, I've really, really, really enjoyed listening to you guys since the first cast. You have shown a hell of a lot of improvement, and that says a lot, because there's a lot of extremely good casts out there today that they stop after, like, the 10th episode or something. And you guys, despite, you know, everybody telling you you suck, despite everything else...
Well, who said we suck? Yeah.
You tell me right now what everybody else says. I think you guys are cool.
Yeah. I don't care what those girls say about you at school. You don't smell, okay?
But well, Jack, I'm blushing. Thank you.
No, I mean, seriously, like, I'm very happy that I've gotten to be a part of this cast and gotten to know you guys. And dare I say, I feel like each one of you are friends. So congratulations on reaching episode 50. You guys have certainly put in the hard work. And I'm looking forward to at least one more episode. At least.
Oh, yeah. I gotta say that
episode 51 is when we come on and tell everybody, hey, the cast is over. Kevy died after episode 50.
No, episode 51 is going to be where, like, we find out this was all some hallucination you were having in your garage while the heroin was taking hold of you.
No! That would be awesome. No, you know, my favorite memory of Jack has got to be when he was on that first time with us, and he was so drunk out of his mind at the end of the episode.
God.
And we were, and basically we're like, Jack, he's like, what? He's like, what? I'm still on the show?
No, I wouldn't have got fucking drunk, but every time, like, every 5 minutes, Kevy was just like, we should take a shot together. And at first it sounded really reasonable.
Okay.
And then it started turning into those fucking pusher scenes from Dewey Cox. It'll make all your good feelings into good feelings, bro. Just take a shot, bro. Yeah, bro.
You never try to play that game with him. You don't. You will lose.
Look,
okay, I've got to ask, what is our secret word for today that people drink to?
We're going to have a secret word?
Well, we can't say it now, can we?
Well, maybe not secret word, but, you know.
Oh, our special, like, every time I say fire!
How about this? It'll be thank you. Every time we say thank you.
Yeah, every time someone says thank you, oh, God.
Three.
There you go, man. Get up.
Drinking. Or just every time somebody says, go fuck yourself, San Diego, that might be a good one, too.
No. Then people would actually die.
Yeah, it's true.
What about you, Norbs? What's been your favorite memory of the good old show?
I'm a caster. I mean, the GP is a big part of it, but it's mostly the stories. The first, like, month or two, you guys had the Candy Hearts vodka one, and the one where you went to the grocery store. Those two were insane.
That's the sad thing. Those are real life, man.
What's funny is I get billed as the crazy motherfucker, but Maddie is the crazy one. He is the batshit crazy person of the bunch.
You know what's funny?
The Canadian mafia too.
You know what's hilarious? Someone said to me, and I'm like, wow, because I just finished watching Breaking Bad last night, and someone's like, you do know heavy meta is kind of like Breaking Bad. And I'm like, why? Why do you say? He's like, you're Walter White, and Kevin Metal's Jesse. Because Jesse's crazy, and you know what you get. But you're really crazy.
You're actually
you plot to kill people. This is scary.
That's what, like, yeah, you pretty much know what you get with me. I'm going to, you know, you run into me in a fucking dark alley, I'm probably going to hit you or yell something, and then we'll go into the bar and have drinks together. But Maddie, on the other hand,
he's the one who blows up fucking rooms.
Yeah.
And rob you.
I believe it's I am the one who knocks.
No, you're just the one that rides the Jade Dragon, remember?
Yeah. Oh my God, the Jade Dragon. Oh, good times. Now, you know, I gotta say, in all honesty, you know, as part of the heavy meta SVU, I guess, crowd or whatever the hell you want to call it, there's been one person that's kind of like, he's almost part of the show, and that's the proxy guy.
He's like behind the scenes.
He
fucking
is
master.
He's always out there making shit. It's insane. I gotta say, out of everybody else, man, no offense to all the other artists out there and that, but this guy fucking outputs. His output is insane.
Hey, in fairness, Steven Raffel's making a pretty good name for himself here, too.
He's a young rookie you gotta watch out for. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Z, you're the man. By the way, that 50th episode logo is
awesome.
Fucking sweet.
Thank you very much.
I love it.
You know what? I'm going to actually put out another shout out mid-cast. Sorry. to our Rico Travels in his Burninator. You know, yes. I mean, that's
Gentleman
pretty fucking
Burninator
awesome.
Burninator Society.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Go check,
well,
go check out his blog.
As part of what, as Rico sent me, I believe he could not be in the cast, but he did email me something. He's like, you have to read this, so I will read his thing. He says, 50 episodes is awesome. Look back a few months at how far we've come. We've connected around the world through MDG and our collective hangovers, expecting big things for the next 50 episodes. Let's make it happen, SVU. And he tips his Burninator hat. And then he adds this weird thing. He says, P.S. Kevy, I've always wanted to talk to you on the side. Your ass makes me. Anyways, there's something about some, I don't know what it was. I got, oh, just don't.
Smaller and smaller, and Maddie's bringing the closer and closer.
It says, don't read. Never mind. Never. Don't read the thing. Never mind, Rico.
And he says, do not read this out loud.
Oops.
Shout out to Rico, man. It's all good. So,
yes.
So, Ferret, Mr. On the Board, Switchboard, Ferret, Animal.
Oh.
So we're going to pull a random person.
Before we get rid of anybody that's on the cast now, I need a go fuck yourself San Diego from each one of you on the way out.
Independently or like?
Yes, each one of you independently. I want each of you to give us your best fucking go fuck yourself San Diego. And then we'll delete you from the cast and fuck off.
I think go. I can accommodate this.
Go fuck yourself San Diego! Yes. All right, Norbert.
How do I top that? Like,
that's it. That's yours right there.
Like, how do you get angry at a city? Like, once you live there or visit?
I do it every
this
week.
This is perfect. This is better than anything anybody else will say on the entire episode.
Hey, how do you get angry at a city?
I just flew in. I don't understand what the fuck's so angry about everybody. Oh, man, good one. Z, oh, what about you?
Well, first, let me congratulate you guys on 50. It's been a pleasure to be on. I have to say that my favorite moment was when you first saw the spinner tokens and absolutely blew up on air.
Dude, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some innovation. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. I still have those. Fucking, I still bust them out constantly. It's awesome.
Yeah, the smile that I put on my face is pretty unremovable, which is something to say. But yeah, thanks for having me on. And I suppose in my rather subdued manners, I should probably go out with something along the lines of stay classy, heavy meta, and go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yeah.
Nice.
Love it.
All right, gentlemen. We shall see you soon.
For coming to celebrate.
Absolutely. This well, cast is going to be fucking crazy when it goes live.
If I ever get it edited.
Don't edit it.
No. Okay, I won't. I won't edit it.
Bye, guys.
All right, later, Ed.
Good night.
All right, so.
The first person here, I think you should recognize.
I see a white fucking,
is it a ghost?
Yeah, well, fortunately, you know, Kraken Jacked here doesn't decide that he wants to put his picture
oh,
in.
Oh, no, this is not. This is not a political cast, Rob. Well,
I'm really here to talk about my my spec picks for MTGO Finance.
Oh, well, then you're welcome. Please, join in.
I'm thinking Rock Crown Ghoul was my pick.
All right, I'm going to get us another person. So
Rob, how the fuck you doing, man? I haven't seen you since you moved out of town.
I know. It's been 2 months, man.
It's craziness. This motherfucker used to be in my house like every week fucking playing Magic or Booze Cube and just getting wrecked and still kicking our asses. But now he moved up north to actually better himself and go to school and a bunch of stupid bullshit like that.
I've never seen the sun.
Oh man, Rob, it's good times, man. I gotta say, I love your political tweets, man. Sometimes you take Twitter to a new level.
God damn right.
Hopefully a good level, maybe a terrible level. I don't know.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite episode? Since you've probably seen Kevy Met live, or at least part of it, too many times to remember.
He's right there with me when I lit my arm on fire.
Yeah, that's the live action that went into moments that failed.
Yeah. But,
I liked because I couldn't make it to GP GP Vegas because of bad planning and being lame. The after episode, Nevi Meta, that was one of my favorites.
You know, that's awesome. I was actually listening to that one today. Like this afternoon, I ran out of podcasts to listen to and shit. And I was like, you know what? I want to listen. Since we got the 50th going tonight, I'm going to scroll back through like our catalog and just find an old one to listen to. And I started listening to the Vegas one, and I was like, there again. I was just like, oh my God, I remember how much fucking fun this was. That episode was great, just having everybody talk about all the experiences and shit.
That was so chaotic. Just the episode itself was chaotic.
Oh, yeah.
The episode was too many voices in one room.
It's pretty bad when you're talking about an episode of Heavy Meta and you're specifically picking out a chaotic episode.
Yeah, I think just too many heads going at once. Like, you had Marcel and Robert.
Yeah, we had everybody on there. Slick Jagger, freaking, oh, I don't know. There's so many people. It was exactly like Vegas really was. So that's how crazy it was.
Fuck yeah.
It was awesome.
Good times.
All right, Rob, give us your best San Diego impression.
Yes. Give us a good go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
That's fucking horrible. You're being edited. You're being edited from the cast.
I hate you, Betty.
Good night. Later, Rob. All right, who else we got? Who else we got in here? I love being here.
We now have David in here.
He's got his finger on the fucking hang-up button, and he's just having a blast.
Have you just been cutting people like crazy?
No, we're doing tonight, man.
Maddie just seems to be having too much fun with hanging up on people.
He's got the gong. He has all the power.
Ferret loads him up, and I knock him down. I'm like, all right, you're out of here. I don't need this.
I like how Maddie pulled this off, too, when everybody's asking how they get on the episode tonight. He's just like, hit up Ferret. Give him your Skype information. So Ferret's got to line everything up so Maddie can just break it, knock it down.
It's like, boom, boom.
You know, it was funny. Kevin will laugh at this because when you play roller hockey, you're like, I always want to be the guy in the point. We call him for the point shot. But you don't want to be the guy just sitting there passing the pucks all day. So if you could ever get a guy that's like, okay, just pass me 20 bucks while I shoot them.
So that's the best dude.
I know. So Ferret, he's the go-to, man. He's the setup boy. Mm-hmm. So David, where do we know you from?
I'm Sarissian on Twitter. You'll see me with the bow tie and the hat. Or mustache.
Hell yeah, I recognize that shit as soon as your face popped up on Skype.
Yeah, you know what? The people that actually go through the effort to make sure their Twitter icons are the same Skype icons.
It is much appreciated.
You're very welcome. Greatly.
Well, I gotta represent. We have a stash like that. You gotta put it out there for the world.
God damn right you do, and you should be fucking proud of that stash, man.
Oh, I am. Girlfriend hates it. She's a little frustrated with it. She's like, it tickles my... Kiss me, but whatever.
Yeah, but she ain't bitching when you're kissing her other ways now, is she?
No.
That
stash, I don't know. Does it look a little Photoshopped to me? I don't know. I can't tell.
He's going to show up on your door, Maddie, on your doorstep just to prove the mustache is real.
Oh, God.
Just smoking it, I'll leave her.
So, David, what has been your favorite episode of Heavy Meta?
Oh, man, I love the episode early in when you did the vodka and the cinnamon hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I was laughing at that.
Vodka cinnamon heart story is still one of my favorites.
You know, with this that being one of the favorites lately, I guess maybe I should try doing vodka or rum and all those damn jelly bellies I just got, hey?
Seriously,
you soak fucking gummy bears? I mean, I don't know about jelly bellies, but
soaking gummy bears is amazing.
The greatest.
So I think, you know, because we have enough time to properly prepare this, Kevy, that we should each, go buy a bottle of vodka, go buy a pound of cinnamon hearts, go buy some jars, and just tonight, set them up, and then for February, for Valentine's Heavy Meta, that's what we're drinking.
It's Heavy Meta Moonshine. No, the next time I come to GP. And the next time I go to a GP, I'm bringing a bunch of mason jars full of that shit with a Heavy Meta sticker slapped on the...
Oh, my God. I can just see you get nailed for distribution.
I'm just going to stand right next to Sal. at the face-to-face booth and fucking Hawk had
a fucking... Try and pawn off the Kool-Aid. It might work. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. Okay, somebody make a heavy metal logo with a heart and put a heavy metal logo in it, and we will make this. And Motika... Yeah, there you go. We're going to make this. We're going to make making beer. We're going to make vodka. We're making cinnamon heart vodka. The grossest thing ever. I love it.
Oh, it's just going to look like the fat from Fight Club when they're making the soap.
Oh, yeah.
It does. It does. When it starts to separate, it's disgusting. You know what? Maybe there's good cinnamon hearts. They probably bought the cheap shit. Maybe there's good ones.
There's better ones.
I don't know. Maybe there is.
We'll have to do that. Yes, we definitely have to do that, Maddie, for the Heavy Meta Valentine's Day episode.
Hey, Kevin, I'm all ready to go. I just need the cinnamon hearts. I'll take a picture of mine. There you go.
I mean, I'm ready to go, too. I got a fucking mini bottle of vodka at arm's.
All right, I'm witness. Let's get this started.
You know what the thing is, though, Kevin? You can't drink it till February.
I'll make extra so that there's still some left in February.
Like one per month, maybe?
Oh, pretty much. All right, David, give us your best San Diego.
All right. Go fuck yourself, San Diego!
Right on! That had some balls to it.
I like it. He's good, man. He's a good one. Well, later, man.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Now, the next guest we have, I gotta say, he's our
fucking clan leader.
I know. You've never met the clan leader, but he's a brutal, brutal, brutal slave driver.
I get emails once a day, like, if I don't improve my performance on Magic Online, I'm going to be deleted from the clan.
Yeah, you have to earn at least one pack a week. What the fuck, Kevy?
Oh, we are down on that goal there for sure.
Actually, Kevy, I've got a guy coming down to your neck of the woods with a baseball bat if you don't improve.
Uh-oh. Yes, even better. He's threatening physical violence. I fucking love this guy.
Well, he is Canadian, so you know it's all good, right?
Yeah. Serious.
Trevor, man, how's it going, buddy?
I'm telling you, man, I'm exhausted. I'm in Germany right now. It's like 3:45 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
To everybody today on Twitter that was like, oh, man, I wish I could make it, but, you know, time zones and shit, fuck you guys. Trevor showed up from Germany at fucking, like, ass o'clock in the morning.
Dedication.
Well, it's all fucked up because, you know, for me, it's, I don't know, it was, what, 9 in the evening back home?
Oh, right, right.
So I'm just...
Okay, so maybe not fuck you guys, just... All right, fine.
No. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
If you can't be up when I'm up, then fuck all of you.
You know it's awesome. So Rob Crackerjack had the live experience of Kevy, but Trevor here, he's a hometown boy at Oakville here, so... He's actually seen some of the locales, the stories that have gone down, specifically the Costco.
As I heard that story, I knew exactly where it was. I could just picture this fat, like, woman just hunting down all the freebies. I could just picture her, like, just bashing you with this cart, and you just, like, lady, I'm going to bash you with this big leg of lamb or something.
I'll tell you, that makes it so much better because, like, I hear these stories that Maddie tells, and, I, you know, I'm coming from fucking a long ways away, so I'm just having to make this shit up in my head. But it's so much better if you've actually were there to see it or if you know where they're talking about. I'm telling you, that's the best.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite episode because I can just picture it in my head. That and when Maddie threatens to or gets his buddy to threaten to beat up the guy over his proxies. He's talking about coffee time, and I'm going, yeah.
You know what's sad? I didn't threaten anyone. I didn't even want anyone to do anything. It's just people do shit. It's like, hey, I found the guy. I didn't ask you to find nobody.
I found the motherfucker. I did what you told me to, boss. He's like, I didn't tell you shit.
I didn't say anything.
That's called plausible deniability.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. They don't call me.
Very, very valuable thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
All right, Trevor, give us your the Canadian fuck you, San Diego.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego, eh?
And that was awesome. Very well done, sir.
Perfect. Thanks, man. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, man. Get some sleep, dude. All right, now the next one. We have a gentleman. He has a little Captain America that I guess is representing him. We have Calvin.
America, represent
Mayfield. Say hello, how doing, sir. Guys?
How you doing, sir? How are you?
Oh, we're doing awesome, man.
We're getting drunk and podcasting. That's what we're doing.
Is there any other way to do it?
No.
There's not. Like, if you're not drinking while you're podcasting, then you're Jack LaCroix.
And you're doing it wrong.
Not drinking and getting threatened by most of the magic community.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, you at least know you're creating waves, you know? That's what you want.
See, this is what I don't understand. Like, all these people, like Jack and, like, Dr. Jeebus and shit like that, that are constantly just getting attacked in the magic community. Like, they don't berate people half as bad as I do, but nobody ever fucking threatens me. You know? I can't get people to, like, be mean to me and talk shit. They just don't.
So, Kevin, here's an interesting thing. So, a friend of mine, he was starting his new job, okay? And he basically was like, look, the job I came from, I was yelled at and shit on and disrespected, and he had a really hard time. The job was shit. And he's like, I want to go in, but I want to start the job off right. I'm like, well, here, you know what you have to do? I go, the very first time someone meets you is you set expectations. And I told him, I'm like, Kevy, my friend, his expectation is, fuck you, he's going to smash you over the head with a bottle. That's the expectation. So anything he says after that, you're like, wow, this guy's really nice, or he's, I don't know what to take. But then, Fair is like, hey, everybody, what's up? And then so Fair goes, you bitch, you're like, what did you say to me?
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so on day one on Monday, he started. And so he talked to me last night. He's like, okay, I took your advice.
I'm
like,
I hit the biggest motherfucker in the yard, so everybody would
No. But what he did do is, so he's working in a warehouse, running the fork trucks, forklifts up and down, right? And the guy's like, okay, you know how to use a forklift? He's like, yeah, I got my forklift license. We're good. And he's like, he goes, but listen, he goes, there's like three or four forklifts, there's certain forklifts that, certain guys likes, and you want to make sure you don't step on his toes. He's like, okay, sure, no problem. So anyways, the guy's like, here, start on this one. It doesn't start. And he's like, oh, that's a really shitty one, but that's what you got. So at lunch, he's right. Like, fuck, I don't want to run, on the crappy one. So he goes and takes the good one. Guy walks up to him and he's like, hey man, you're on my forklift. And he goes, I don't see your fucking name on it. So anyways, the guy, he's just like, who are you? He goes, I'm the new guy, and this is my fork truck right now, right? My forklift.
Oh, so God.
So the guy doesn't say anything, right? So he goes on, does his day, gets home. So the next morning, he goes to work, and there's this like little like shop meeting, and everyone's there, and they're all talking. He's like, so there's been some recent decisions over certain people and how they address management staff. He's like, what the hell? What management? What is he talking about, right? And so anyways, the guy that's standing up giving the lecture is the guy he told to fuck off. And that was basically the shift manager. So he goes and he gets called to the guy's office. He's like, you're on strike one.
Oh, my God.
And he basically says to me, he goes, you've set the tone to who you are here very clearly. So he's like, I don't know if it's good or bad.
So Maddie was right in what he says. It maybe just didn't work out quite the way it should have.
Yeah, so he's getting all the shitty shifts right now, and I don't know if that's going to change too long, so sorry, man.
So you guys, that's awesome, Maddie.
But Calvin, what has been your favorite episode so far of the show?
I love all of them. Every Friday, you guys get me through the day, man.
Correct every answer, Friday. Sir.
Ding, fuck ding. Yeah.
I've actually been called to my office before and talked to. They're like, hey, on Fridays, you need to tone it down a little bit. You're over here laughing and carrying on. And I'm like, hey, I'm listening to some funny stuff. And I told a fellow employee to get the hell out of my cage and stop stepping on my heavy meta. He walked in and tried to talk to me. I was like, no, dude, not right now. Get the hell out. Just get out.
This is awesome. Oh, I love it.
We're inciting riots in workplace areas. I love it.
I love it, man. If we can help anyone get through Fridays, it's all good, man.
You're damn right. That's part of it. Like, for me, You know, I was reluctant to start this thing in the beginning because, like, I didn't have the time to fucking do it. Not that I didn't want to, but I just didn't have the time. But, like, that's, you know, I'm glad we can fucking bring that for you guys, because, like, the A-Team, who we always fucking talk about, who, if you don't know who the A-Team is, you probably don't listen to us.
Hey, man, this is an A-Team episode 100.
But no, listen.
This is episode 50 of Heavy Meta.
Well, it's, yeah, they're like, if you don't know who the A-Team is, they're like the ugly older sister of Heavy Meta. I had to shoot Scotty back for his fucking unwanted stepchild fucking comment. But, like, those guys, like, and still to this day, like, fucking every Monday, those guys get me fucking through it. I'm just like, this is fucking awesome, you know? And then Friday, I get to listen to us and remember what the fuck I said on Wednesday. But, no, that's I'm glad, like, I you know, I'm here for this when we record it every week. But, like, I when you talk about, like, you know, getting you through Friday, like, that's how I felt, you know, listening to the A-Team all the time. And that's part of the reason I really wanted to get into doing this, and that, and Maddie threatening me. Yeah. You got his reach is far longer than you people know. From Canada, he reached me in the desert and said, "Listen, motherfucker, bad shit's gonna start happening to your family if you don't go through with this podcast." All right, I guess I'll do it.
Don't beat me, Maddie. Don't beat me. All right, Calvin, give us your best San Diego send off for me.
Fuck you, San Diego!
Yeehaw!
Yeah, boy. Later, man.
Later.
Now.
Oh, God.
I know. Unfortunately.
I know, I got two juicy ones lined up here, don't I?
Oh, man. So I don't even, I mean, we should just dump one of these guys now.
Just dump.
By the way, I gotta say, I love the steampunk. It's awesome picture.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's the art this guy does. So, you know, without further ado, you guys know the fucker. Steven Rappel. Here we go.
He's our artist. He's
Steven,
our resident.
What's up?
Hey, guys.
Oh, can you hear me? Oh, we can hear you.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! The fucking Kraken Pig master himself.
I yell some random-ass line that Maddie forces me to say at the beginning of the cast, and then Maddie just said, "Woo-hoo!" Just started off.
I have to channel my inner Simpsons sometimes, you know. Woo-hoo, Ralph. Right. I'm Ralphie.
This piece, like, burning.
Yeah. So, Steven, I gotta say, man, awesome stuff. Like, now that we get a chance to thank you personally, but some of the stuff you do for the show, or I don't know if you do it for the show or you do it for yourself, and we take credit that you're doing it for us, but what the fuck? It's awesome, man.
You awesome guys inspire stuff. Me after all, so.
Oh, my God, you lead a pathetic life if we're your inspiration.
I love you guys.
I'm just kidding.
Just like those three idiots.
No, man, the Whiskey Pig drawing, man, when I saw that the first time, I was just like, are you kidding me? Or the Kraken Pig, it was the Kraken Pig.
Yeah.
That's just,
Only gotten better since then.
Yeah, it just keeps getting better and better. And like, the fuck it, my personal favorite is that the Gentleman Burninator Society logo. Shit is fucking hits. Loved it.
I'm still impartial to the ferret doing the titty stab.
Yes, that was fucking amazing, too.
The one that got banned, it was too hot for the internet.
Oh, it was too hot for the internet.
God damn you, KYT.
It was too hot for
bar. KYT was just a little rude.
You're that boxer, fuck.
He loves you, KYT.
I love everybody.
He's awesome, man. So, Steven, what has been your favorite episode of the show?
You know, honestly, it is pretty hard to narrow down.
Oh, come on.
I know. You know, the generic answer after all, right? No, but it's hard to narrow down, like, just one episode that's really
you
good.
You know how you win this game?
Give us your top three.
This is how you win this game. You just say Kevy.
Yeah, exactly. Anything Kevy has said.
and then, you know what? The other two guys might not like you very much afterwards, but, like, I will.
But I'll
that's
be
all
drinking
that matters, right?
That's what's really important in life, isn't it?
I believe the one thing that you always have to remember is if you make friends with Kevy, when the show ends, you can still keep drinking with him. That's the key. We go to bed, Kevy's like, oh, come on, man.
No, there's been times where I've sat on this fucking – sat on my computer because, you know, you guys are ahead in time zones and shit like that. You know, it'll be winding down and Maddie's just like, all right, wrap it up, like types in the show notes. He's like, come on, motherfucker, tell San Diego to fuck itself and let's get this done with. It's midnight. I need to go to fuck to bed. I'm like, I'm just getting started, motherfuckers. Keep it going. And then, like, the cast ends, and whoever, whatever poor schmuck is our guest for the fucking, I'm like, oh, I'm all, hey, wait, you're not going anywhere yet. I'm going to sit here and play Moto and talk to you for another fucking hour and a half. Yeah. Just rambling drunk about shit. It's awesome.
The show is not done. Get back here.
Yeah, Maddie stopped recording fucking 2 hours ago, so none of this is going to go out in public. Maddie's asleep, and then Maddie wakes up, tweets me, why are you on Skype still? She's like, what time is it? Fuck, I get to work in an hour.
Oh, man, but seriously, Steven, there must be something.
Something. If I was going to be narcissistic, I'd say all the times you mentioned me is my favorite.
That's the best shout-out.
That's the way to do it. Just be like, every time you guys talk about my shit.
That right there is heavy bit of style. I love it.
Hell yeah.
Now we can't, you know, you can't just tell San Diego to fuck off. You have to illustrate it.
Yeah, so, you're the one person that has to draw it.
You actually have to draw the words and post it on Twitter. That's the only way, man.
Actually, you know what? I was working on a doodle.
Don't even say you were. That's a lie.
I can show you, like, it's literally just a scrap, but I can post it right now if you want to see it.
Tweet it.
All right. Let me just save the file. This is how I work.
He's all, let me draw it real
fast. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I wasn't ready.
It's on a napkin or something.
You think you guys are going to call
it's
my...
It's still professional.
As long as it has a signature, it's all good. It's official commissioned work.
That's right. He just writes in shitty handwriting, go fuck yourself, San Diego, and signs the bottom of it.
No, that would actually be art. The worst is if he just went into Photoshop and typed in Arial, go fuck yourself. He doesn't even...
Impact doesn't... definitely the font for it.
Well, that's if you showed some creativity. If you're just really lazy, you're just like standard font for Dana. Yep. And you don't even change the type size, just fuck yourself.
No spaces, no punctuation, no capitalization.
Absolutely nothing, man. Oh, man.
Okay, so while you're doing this, though, we're going to need your best, absolute best, go fuck yourself, San Diego.
All right, let's get the pipes working here.
Oh!
I'm doing the hand thing, too, by the way.
Yeah, the Christina Aguilera shit.
All right, it is posted, but right. I'm going to open it up and go fuck yourself, San Diego!
I love how he channeled frickin' Kevian on that.
Hell yeah.
He had a little Kevy at the end. That was awesome. And look at
because I have to
and?
Be talking longer.
It actually looks really good.
We lost Ben. He has to restart his computer. So we now have Tyler.
Oh, the pro!
What's up, guys?
Yes.
Shit. Mr. Shot Us Fucking Hot Sauce himself.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so we're all going to take a shot
Steve
of whiskey.
Steve wasn't kidding. He just actually tweeted the damn picture he made.
Hey, we were just looking at that. Ferret, you're behind. Your time zone.
Dude, we were all over that as soon as
thank
it came
you,
out.
Keeper.
Your little fair fingers, they can't keep up the game.
Ferret, if you can't handle all the tasks that we give you and also keep on top of the things that we're looking at on Twitter and do the things that we're thinking and forgot to say, then you're not doing your job right.
I'm a ferret, not a goddamn secretary. Come on now.
Aw, man, it was your chance.
I don't know, or I'm a secretary.
It was your chance to pull the Spock McCoy thing there, man. Damn it, Kevy. I'm a ferret, not a fucking... Whatever.
I'm a ferret, not an office manager.
So, Tyler, what has been your favorite episode so far?
So far, well, cheeseburger definitely in recent memory.
Oh my god, cheeseburgers!
But actually, my favorite heavy meta moment was it wasn't in one of the casts. It was when I actually got to meet Maddie.
Oh.
At the Theros pre-release.
Now we're not allowed to say certain things, Tyler.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
But it was funny because like first time he sees me, he's like, "Okay, so do you actually own a hot sauce store, or are you just one of those crazy fuckers that carries bottles of hot sauce with you?" So I sit down and I pull open my backpack and take out two hot sauce bottles. I'm like, both. I'm both.
No, literally, I thought I was joking, and then he pulled it out, and I was like, oh my god, you actually have the fucking hot sauce bottles.
Yep.
Then I was like, shit, I respect this guy now. That's just fucking awesome, man. That shit was good.
That shit is intense, man. I cringed for you when I saw you take that shot. I was just like, oh, God, this is terrible.
It was hardcore, man.
Well, historically speaking, I've done that at a couple other Magic events, like Grand Prix Toronto. I did that at the Man Deprived After Party.
That is brutal.
I think it's on Scotty Mac's YouTube channel. He's got that.
Yes, I'm going to have to look that shit up.
It was pretty
actually, sweet. Quick side note story, not quite the gnarly hot sauce you were doing, but had a party at my house a long time ago back in my fucking 20s, and we're all getting dumb, we're all having a blast, everybody's fucking drinking, everybody's partying, and we had this dude, Mike, that he kind of would be annoying, but he was the coolest dude ever. Like, he's the kind of guy that, like, everybody else that just fucking pukes all over your bathroom and then bounces before they have to do anything about it. Like, he was the kind of guy that, like, would crash out, party, be a drunk idiot, crash out, and then you wake up the next morning, like, to, you know, expecting to walk out in the living room and just see disaster, and everything's clean, his blankets are folded up neatly on the couch, and he's vacuuming. Like, great fucking dude. But not very smart, come to find out. Because we're all fucking partying, we're all drinking, I don't remember what prompted it, but somebody, you know, things escalated, and he's just all, fucked out, I'll do this shit. So he's going to snort a fucking line of hot sauce, or of Tabasco sauce. And now, like, that's just stupid in the first place. But, so he fucking pours it down on the counter and kind of rails it up into a fucking line, grabs a straw, and just goes to town on this thick fucking line of Tabasco sauce. The worst part is there was only like four of us standing there going, oh my God, you're crazy. And so I like, and my first reaction is, hold on, you have to do that again. Let me go get more people. So I run out in the living room and I grab a bunch more people, and now they got fucking cameras out and shit like that. And so he lines up another one to do it just because I didn't have enough people see it the first time.
So he can't smell anymore. Is what he's
doing. Oh, I'm sure he can't, but I mean, like, he doesn't really think all that well with his brain anyway.
So it
probably doesn't really matter. Like, I'm sure he can taste colors, so who gives a shit if he has a fucking sense of smell?
Oh man, all right, Tyler, give us a good old hot sauce shout out to San Diego.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Right on. Later, Tyler.
Hi, buddy.
All right, now we have Tullivan.
Tully? Is this, yep, Tully?
Yes,
it is.
Oh,
Aren't
you, like, fucking on your break at work, sneaking out and fucking car?
Yeah, I'm just in my fucking car smoking some cigarettes talking to you fools.
Right on. Tully's my man. I got to fucking hang out with this dude at fucking GP Oakland. When we went up there and fucking did all that shit. Oh, God, we had a fucking blast. He's in the fucking video. Hanging out. You guys go watch that fucking video. Shit's on Mana Deprived somewhere.
That is sick, man. What has been your favorite episode so far? Memory or crazy thing? Or finance tip that we've given you?
Yeah, what was your favorite finance tip from...
I liked when you guys were talking about Jason. You guys were like, yeah, Jason's like $36. And sometimes I forget that you're actually a moto podcast. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. He's, before he actually checks prices or anything, he just starts selling his paper cards. And he's just like, oh, fuck, what did I do?
God, I hope no one's actually done that. We're going to get an angry email one day.
I'm getting on moto this month, though, so it'll be good.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Come to the fucking dark side, man.
Yeah, sweet.
The clan is growing slowly but surely, folks.
It is. It is growing. Kind of like my penis.
Yeah. I was going to say it's like a cancer that doesn't stop.
It's growing. It's just really slowly.
Yeah. It responds well to alcohol. That's all I know.
Yeah.
All right, Tully, hit us up with a good old FU.
All right. Go fuck yourself, San Diego!
Yeah! See,
there
that
you
one
go.
That was a good one. If I had to rank them, that would be up there. Now, I don't know if there's another guest.
Oh, fuck this guy. I'm gonna go upstairs, bang my girlfriend while this guy talks about shit. I'll come back. So, like, Maddie, text me when this guy leaves.
That's not very nice.
I love you, man.
It's not very nice, Kevin Meadow. Is that how you treat guests all the time on your podcast?
Goddamn right. If we were nice to him, we'd be like every other fucking podcast.
You know, I'm happy Helen canceled because I'm scared that about halfway through a Helen episode, you're gonna be just like unloading the real Kevin on her. And
to be fair though, Helen didn't cancel. I kind of canceled Helen. I canceled the Wizards PR department. What can I say? They pissed me off.
It's all good, man.
That Helen like will still eventually. Helen will be on an episode. It just wasn't tonight because by the time we got shit all like the dots connected and we're able to probably do it tonight. We already had this shit planned, and I was like, there's no way Helen needs to be on this episode because she's going to leave 30 seconds into it, and that's that. We're never allowed to do anything with Watsy again.
No, the truth is the fans are more important. So, Jason, I mean, in all honesty, like...
Are you going to introduce me?
No, you don't. Your voice is so. There's a lot of people out there, but you have a recognizable voice. I don't think you need to be introduced.
Well, that and they didn't just say your first name, so they probably got you now.
But we will introduce you. I've just been passed this. I believe it's from. Oh yeah, it's from Brainstorm Brewery. It says the official. It's from Marcel. He says he wanted to let you know. No.
Tell Jason Hall to fuck himself.
Jason Hall,
go to San Diego and fuck himself.
Apparently, some certificate just came in. Jason Hall is your official finance guide for paper, but he is also now an official MTGO finance affiliate. So,
well, that is right. I'm going to study at the School of Maddie Studios.
Oh well,
Moto Finance. That way, if I fuck something up, I'll be like,
"God damn you, Maddie! I teach you, and then you build a brand around it."
Yeah. Yes, that's how it works.
Pretty much, Ferret. That's what I do. I absorb and I respawn.
Yeah, I threaten people all the time. Maddie builds a brand around it. You tell him financial advice. Maddie builds a brand around it. This motherfucker is just raining in gold right now.
So what he's referring to is a series that I'm launching on brainstormbrewery.com in my like fifth writing gig that I'm juggling. I'm doing something like similar to what Chaz was doing, or what
if you guys wanted like a mental picture.
Yeah, so similar to what like Medina was doing with the FNM hero or whatever. I'm doing sort of like Moto Hero, where I'm going to take like 100 ticks and see how long it takes me to fall on my ass and go broke. And it should actually be a shit show at first because I literally know nothing about Moto. So everyone's going to be like,
"Oh, you're going to do great, dude!
It's going to be fucking hilarious."
Yeah, Moto can work on 5-minute swings, whereas paper's like, you know, 5-day to 5-week swings.
Yeah, you've got like a month. You're like, definite. "Hey, this was good at the PT. I should pick these up next week."
Yeah. No. Yeah, in all honesty, it's very brutal. Took me a couple years to understand just how fast it goes, and it's even faster now. So, yeah, I think this is a great idea.
You know, Matt, I can't wait to watch it. If you see something in a PT that makes you go, "Oh shit,"
it's already over.
It's too late.
No, I mean, literally, go pick it up right then and there. Wait it 20 minutes to an hour, then
and sell
it.
Yeah,
you'll make your 3 to 5 tickets right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
If it keeps going up, whatever. Insane. You're already out. You already made profit. At least now you're not going to have to worry about when it drops back down to a 5-cent rare.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like fun, and I think people would really get a kick out of me fucking failing at this at first. So I'm looking forward to it.
I always get a kick out of you failing, Jason.
And I think he's probably one of two guests that could come on for our 50th episode and plug his own show.
Yep,
is Jason Hall. Is the I think.
Well, I have the other guest actually waiting to get in line. So,
well, first I want to hear Jason's favorite episode.
Yeah, my favorite episode, which time that I was on.
Oh.
My favorite.
Attaboy.
I think
true.
The first time I was on, Kevy told the story about pulling a gun on some fucking guy at his apartment complex. Yeah. And then Maddie told a story about some guy that stole lands out of his cube and his fucking, like, Toronto Mafia buddy corners the guy in a Tim Hortons. He keeps him there stapled to his chair, shitting himself.
I love that.
Could you break it down like that? Like, literally that right there. Jason's quote needs to be the tagline for our podcast.
Yeah, you know what's hilarious? Like, hey, you're coming on. We're a nice bunch of friendly guys. Yeah, so we're going to start the show off I almost shot a guy, and this guy.
Yeah, and Maddie just ran fucking business on this whole fucking Canadian Magic Mafia.
Oh, no, that was good times, man. I gotta say, that was a funny fucking episode, Jason. So.
And Jason, I do have to say, you are still, like, one of my favorite people, as much shit as I give you. Fucking hanging out with you in Vegas was a fucking blast. Yep. And as much as I like to tell you to go fuck yourself, I actually do like you. It's weird.
No, I know. I have that effect on people. Like, we had a nice conversation in Vegas where Kevin, we were drunk at, like, 7 in the morning, sharing this picture of, like, leftover vodka and whatever cider was left. Like, we had no mixers left, so we put weaker alcohol as a mixer. So we're drinking out of this big pitcher at, like, 6 in the morning. The sun's coming up. Time Elemental is, like, asleep in his chair, and Kevin's telling me all about how he loves to hate me. That was the best trip ever.
Those are the deepest reaching conversations ever. I'm a hammer drunk, and
man,
I'm just
I
like,
hate
oh,
you.
Man, I fucking hate you. I love that I hate you, because I love you so much.
Okay. All right, Jason, give us a good old San Diego send-off.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego!
BrainstormBrewery.com.
All right, now we got Topher.
Topher, what's
and
up, buddy?
I'm gonna let Ben try to skip back in front because his computer did go up in flames and come back, and he did come back. Wait. So you know that's SVU pride right there. That's up to you guys. Up, and there, Ben just went tits up again. Topher, you're up.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, man? Topher?
Not much, not much. No, while I've got
this,
all three
this is
of you.
Topher. He's one of our fucking newer fucking homies that fucking has been really plugging the SVU lately. So you guys need to follow his lead and start doing everything Topher does and follow him on Twitter.
Oh, the letter. Matt, you removed Ben.
I know. I got him out of there, man. Fuck, I can't take it, man. Either your shit is working or it's not, Ben.
Maddie's just having too much fun with the hang up button.
No, I think he's just quick on the trigger finger, and that's actually what kicked poor Ben out.
Yeah. Ben just
I love you, Ben.
I finally got my computer working. I've got my wife cranking the hand generator just to get enough electricity.
And I'm dumping him every
time. He just kicked him up.
Sorry, Ben. I won't dump you next time. But Topher, go on. What did you want to say to us?
No, I was just gonna say I got a couple favorite moments from the cast. As you guys are saying, I am a newer listener. I joined actually during the Cheeseburgers episode was when I first discovered you guys.
Oh,
and
man, that sucked because everything sucked after that.
No way, that was a good episode, man.
I mean, the Cheeseburgers episode was great. That whole episode was fantastic. And there have been a couple moments since. I've got one for each one of you, and so far a guest one as well.
Let's hear him.
All right, so I got to find the exact quote, but I think with Maddie here, we'll lead off there. I've got the quote, I think it was, deleted off my iPhone, but I think it was episode 47, 48, just about the time that I was starting to come up with the idea for doing the, what's it called, the quotes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Together. So, still working on that. Need the SVU to send me more stuff because I only have so many hours in a day and can only listen to so many podcasts in a day. But but with that, it's when I want to say it was something along the lines of we're all just hookers on a street corner giving out free blowjobs or something to that extent. I don't remember exactly what it was. I laughed for like 20 minutes after it. I'm driving. I had to pull over on the highway. So
that was a good one.
Yeah, I loved it. My one for Kevy was actually not the cheeseburger rant. It was, I forget what episode it was in. And it was the episode where you were talking about tattooing your friend's dick.
Yes, definitely a good idea that Helen was not on this episode.
But yeah, that was just hilarious. I laughed so hard at that I actually took it over to my girlfriend's house like that night. I was like, I have to show you this. These guys are incredible.
And that's the episode you choose to show them.
That little clip was just what I did. And then right after that, I was on my way home listening, and then just ended up shipping her an entire other episode. The episode where you, Maddie, were talking about when you were making, like, homemade tequila. Or not homemade tequila.
margaritas?
Homemade margaritas for the first time? Yeah. And that was just hysterical.
That was gold. Every time Maddie goes on an excursion like that, it's just comic gold. I fucking love it.
Yeah, I still have it in my brain, grease and water, man. Just grease and water. Motika, Maddie, he knows. Just grease and water, man. Just grease and water. Well, that's awesome, man. Well, hey, you know, it's awesome having you here, and it's so cool that, you know, you found us late, but now you got a whole back catalog to listen to.
Yeah, you got
to
the back catalog.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of jealous, because sometimes, like, on the Throwback Sundays, me and Kevy just, like, listen to old episodes, because just fucking hilarious, so that's cool, man.
Yeah, they're great.
But give us your favorite FU moment. No, I mean,
Maddie's already trying to kick him off. Wow. See, Maddie, this is the reason I have two in the queue at once, because you're trying to kick one off too early. We got the second one backed up so we don't turn around and have dead air.
Whoa, dead air. There's never dead air.
There's a Topher, you got. It's over. You gotta give us your ferret one.
Give us all your favorite. So, fuck you. Like, what am I? I'm drinking a lot tonight. This is not good. Go.
What do you think that actually does segue into my favorite guest moment? So we'll go there first. And I have to say that was straight up Conley's fuck you, San Diego. That whole little story that he told for a good 10 minutes before so that
sandwich, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, Maddie, Ben has now tweeted you kicking him out of the show.
Yeah, Ben is just, like, pissed off because I'm hot on the dump button tonight. Oh, man. Sorry, Ben. I love you, man.
Right. It's over. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. You're good.
This is what it's really like to be on fucking Heavy Meta, like, as a guest. Like, we've been doing this all night. we're just all, hey, what's up, what's going on, let you talk, and then be like, all right, sweet, give us your San Diego, all right, cool, later. But this is what it's actually like to be a guest of ours. Every time you try to say anything, one of us is going to fuck
and
it
of
up.
Course, this is the moment that the girlfriend walks by the room and she goes, how bad does someone really have to be to get kicked off that show?
Oh, get Ben on here right now. Get Ben in the queue.
Bad. Only Ben Clinton can get kicked off of Heavy Meta.
Eddie, you know, he's probably the most loyal Heavy Meta listener ever.
Man, it's all baddie.
Oh, sorry, Ben. All right, Topher, give us your San Diego send-off.
All right. Go fuck yourself, San Diego!
I like
it. Yeah, I like
it. Don't button.
They're getting stronger and stronger as we go.
You know, it's funny because we're an hour and 23 minutes into this, and I'm on my second gigantic blender bottle of concoction that I'm drinking, and it's and you know, it's funny listening to
it's some wheatgrass, some Kraken, some whistle pig, fucking protein steak.
Now, if anyone's gonna show crack here, it's gonna be me.
Oh! Oh my goodness.
We got her. Going? She's on a date tonight, but then she showed up anyway because we're more important.
That's the way it should be. Damn it.
More important, my date just finished early, so.
Oh.
You
that's
finished.
Never good.
Hey, so if your date finished early, I'm assuming there won't be a second date.
Exactly.
Well, it wasn't a real date. I was just interviewing Brian Brown to win, so.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Damn it. I thought there was some sort of dirty sexual joke we were going to have here.
No. I figured it'd be
drunk.
So how's the 50th episode going?
It is flying.
You guys are getting a lot of fun. You guys have been taking over my Twitter feed all day long. Like, I've scrolled through my Twitter feed throughout the day, and it's all anyone can talk about.
Listen, motherfuckers, come hang out with us.
Well, you know what? Thank God for slow Twitter days. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Aaron, you want to see Maddie get pissed?
What was that?
So you want to see Maddie get pissed? Watch this.
No, don't fucking load the queue up too much, man.
I'm not loading the queue up. I'm having
Maddie has been fucking prematurely deleting people from the fucking queue all night.
Well, which is better than what he's normally on
deck. So, good.
Now, listen, all I'm trying to do is save Skype, because my Skype does not like a lot of people, and then it crashes and the whole cast goes down, and then I have to re-record it all.
Oh, speaking of that, really super quick fucking side story. Tangent and I decided to start our first fucking episode of our fucking stream the other night that we were hyping up on Twitter, and we're telling everybody, this shit's going to be awesome. It's going to be this circus of fucking us, and this is going to happen. And then we actually got on, and Tangent's wooden computer caught on fire, and so we couldn't actually do video Skype, let alone Moto at the same time.
What a piece of garbage.
So he had to call fucking Comcast and get his shit all fucking sorted out. And we're actually, this is what's even better. We're actually supposed to test and do our fucking first episode tonight after this cast.
Oh my God.
I know that we don't have a lot of time here, but before I go, I just wanted to say that you guys have heavy metal love from Milwaukee. SCG Milwaukee was last weekend or the weekend before, and there were two people here besides myself wearing heavy metal t-shirts. So
no way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you guys are loved.
Now, Aaron, I don't know if you listen to the episodes every week, but have you listened, and did you have a favorite episode?
Have you ever listened to this podcast before?
Of course. I don't go on shows unless I know what I'm getting into. So, no, I'm definitely a fan. I love the Jack show. I think Jack's a character. I think any time you can get him to talk and break out of his normal routine is really cool. So I really enjoyed that episode. I love Nina and all her craziness, and that was a fun show. And I loved our show. That was one of the best shows I think I've ever done. Like, no lie.
No, that was.
That was a fun show. I had a blast.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That show was so hot, Kevin Metal was stripping down to his underwear. That was.
I still get people asking me. I was actually on a stream the other day. I was playing Wingman on a friend's stream, and somebody we didn't even know had heard my voice, and they were like, "You were on Heavy Metal, weren't you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know." And they were like, "Have you made out with anyone at events lately?" And I'm like, "Oh." You know, so I'm kind of like branded with that now, which I'm okay with. But yeah, no, I haven't.
At least
my God, that's awesome.
World, you're branded as the girl that goes out and makes out.
I am happy to bear that cross.
Well, give us a good send off then to our favorite city before you go.
Is it fuck San Diego?
It can be fuck me, San Diego. It can be anything you want.
fuck me, San Diego.
All right, we'll do fuck me then. Everybody.
Yep.
Fuck me, San Diego.
Only Aaron can get away with that.
Only. You're the only person, Aaron, that's ever edited.
Tell us what your podcast is.
Oh, my show is The Deck Tease. I just hit episode 63. Brian Brown Doohan will be out Sunday night.
Fuck her then. She's ahead of us.
How did they get ahead of us?
Hey, Kevin, I thought that was half of her goal here. So,
yeah.
You motherfucker.
And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm not supposed to say this to anybody, but I will tell you guys here.
Oh.
Legit MTG just got sold.
Ooh, bomb.
Yeah, I'm not saying to who, but Medina did sign the papers, and new owners are coming. So you heard it here first.
That is awesome. See, exclusive shit, even when we're just getting drunk and partying.
I can't believe, Kevy, you bought Legit. That's crazy.
I was trying to help Medina out.
You know, Medina was going to accept his offer of 1 week of cold pizza and a couple of pubes, but I talked him out of it. So.
Yeah. You're like, John, no. Kevin's a good guy. Like, I was just, I will send you so many Kevin Metal tokens, you don't even fucking
know. I want a Kevin Metal token, and then I want to use them as my pack rats. Can I do that?
Yes!
That would be awesome.
Because Kevin just keeps reproducing, you know, because... There you go. Pay three and discard a card. Here's another Kevy token. Pay three.
This is how narcissistic I am. When people come over to my house and play Magic, I get out a stack of tokens that are all a bunch of different Kevy Metal tokens. So if people need tokens, they play. And then on top of it, I have like my fucking on Moto. I have like me programmed in different versions of me tokens programmed in as all the fucking tokens. So every time I'm playing against somebody on Moto and they, you know, fucking bust out a fucking, you know, some card that gives them three fucking soldier tokens, I'm like, oh, sweet, look, it's me. And I don't feel as bad.
So second Kevy is always a three-way. It's him, you, and his ego. It's just...
Exactly.
And the sat.
Do we even have any ferret tokens out there? I know they got like made digitally. I just don't know if it ever actually got made.
No, yeah, Proxy's put some out. He's sold them.
Oh, okay. No, I do remember seeing that. Like he sold some sets to people and shit that had fucking ferret tokens.
Actually,
you're fucking special now, ferret. Remember that shit.
Oh, okay, yeah, and Ruckus here is saying he even has one. Okay, now I feel better. I was just like,
you can thank me and Maddie later.
Oh, my.
All right.
We're bashing on Ferret tonight.
We are. We love him, though. He's the best. All right. Sorry, Aaron, but I love the stump button. Catch you later. All right.
Okay, Brian, you're up, and I'm going to be putting someone else on deck.
Yes, deck them, Ferret.
Deck them, ferrets.
Ruckus, what is up?
Fucking Ruckus. Bring the motherfucking Ruckus. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Ruckus.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. Ruckus. Oh,
see?
The dump button's calling
he
me, Ruckus.
He still has himself muted because I told him to mute himself.
Ruckus.
Ah! Hold on.
3, 2, 1.
Brian, where the fuck are you?
Oh, he fucking got it. He's been dumped. All right, so. All right. You know what's hilarious? Listening to this episode.
Did you dump fucking robot?
I did not dump robot. You know what's funny, Kevin? Listen to this episode and hearing what, you know, like people think of us. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking horrible show. Like it's,
yeah. No, the best part, this is what I love, is like our earlier shit when it was just a bunch of random stupid fucking stories. And well, not even our earlier shit, all the way through. But everybody's favorite moment is some random stupid story about some shit that we did at some point in our life. And none of it has anything to do with magic. Yeah. So I'm starting to feel like we shouldn't talk about magic on our
podcast. You know, that's the sad thing is that's what it's coming to, isn't it? It's like, wait, someone please call it.
We don't listen to you for fucking magic. We listen to you to find out, like, how and when and what.
Oh, no. Brian just turned around and said he got kicked just as he unmutes.
All right, get him back in here.
Back in here. We're filling up dead air here. Are we like...
I just tried to take... God damn it. See, Maddie, this is what happened. I told you, if you get kick-happy, this is what's going to happen.
I can't help it. I fucking love it. All right, well, you know what? I'm just going crazy. I'm bringing in people now.
Oh, shit. I told Pigs that he was actually on deck.
Now Maddie's just fucking randomly adding people. He's over the fucking end button, or the hang-up button, and now he's just like, fuck it, I'm going to start inviting everybody.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man, just fucking invite them all.
Yeah! So, we've got... I don't know.
Sofa.
Okay. Now we got Pigs and Brian. But actually, now that we have Brian, maybe we should
Brian,
like,
mute yourself.
I can't dump somebody unless they've said fuck you.
Okay. And just so you know, Angelo is on deck after these two.
We got Angelo coming too. Fucking sweet. All right. Let's start this. Brian, are you here?
I'm here.
Yes, he's actually here. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the mother. Anyway, Brian.
The ruckus is old school, man. He goes all the way back to single digit heavy metal.
He was one of our fucking the original fucking heavy metal paper.
Shizzle, man.
He started fucking. He got our playmat. He fucking
episode one.
He got the first fucking heavy meta playmat, and then he was out fucking our tokens and our playmat and fucking wrecking shop at fucking tournaments and shit. Love it.
Damn right, man.
Yep.
So, Ruckus,
what's up?
Brian, what's your fucking favorite heavy meta moment?
Favorite heavy meta moment? Let's see. The cast I was on where I couldn't talk, and they like... KYT goes, what the fuck is this guy doing here anyway?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We had him just chilling in the background for an episode. Just fucking hanging out.
Just listening.
That's awesome, man. That is cool, dude. No, anyway, seriously, though, thanks it's so cool.
No,
like,
how's the whole... Oh, good.
It's okay, Kevin. Interrupt the fuck out of me. It's all good.
Try to get better at it.
Okay, no. I am not to blame for this one because Maddie has a trigger finger.
I did
Robot
not invite
found his
up.
Way back into the cave.
Motherfucker! Well, it's just his crane. He'll be here soon.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, Pigs. All right, Ruckus, give us your best San Diego send off.
All right, Go fuck yourself, San Diego!
Woo! Hell yeah.
Awesome. Oh, by the way, I just got a tweet that apparently one of our other listeners that was on, Topher, he woke up his mom when he said, go fuck yourself, San Diego. Yes!
I saw that. That's awesome.
That is the best! Topher, fucking middle of the goddamn episode, shout out to you for waking up your mom with the San Diego.
The mid-episode shout out.
That is an achievement hell unlocked. Yeah. For sure.
Achievement unlocked.
So I'm not sure if you've been listening all the way to episode one. Maybe you have. I don't know, Jeremy, but...
I'm not. I'm terrible.
God damn it. How the fuck did I not know that was you? I'm like, who the fuck is Pig Sofa?
How do you not know Pigs of a Man?
You know what? Don't you be doing that.
Like,
Pig Sofa, come on.
Is it? Fucking beard and everything, but for some reason I was like, I don't know who this guy is, and it feels weird.
There's just a guy watching me. No, seriously, is it Pig Sofa? I thought it was Pigs Ava, and then you've left it blank, so we can.
No, Matt, it's Pig Sofa. It's like,
right?
It's like it was like my geek name given to me by like some sort of like geek hierarchy.
Oh, so it's sacred then.
Yeah, it is. It's there was like a whole ritual and everything that happened in the comic book store when I was young and naive.
Ooh, did it involve a back room in your pants at your ankles?
No. But I did get spun by my head, which is kind of almost there.
Back then they're like, you don't ever stop having this name, and he's still afraid. He still has the nickname. He's just like, well, they said a bunch of bad shit's gonna happen to me if I stop calling myself Pig Sofa.
Oh man, you know what I gotta say, Jeremy, the episode you're on, I've listened to maybe 10 times, and it is a fucking hilarious.
It was so much fun. Holy shit!
Lots of drinking.
Yeah.
There was the scotch that. Just unseen. The fact that I believe that was the cheeseburger episode, wasn't it?
No, it was not the cheeseburger episode.
No, that was Robot Large. Listen to the fucking cheeseburger episode.
The cheeseburger episode has blended into so many other episodes because
just because, yeah, it's become a thing.
I was actually going to just edit that little like 20-minute like rant out and make it its own episode 1 week.
random episode.
Yeah, random
see,
clips.
What we need to start doing. Somebody, I forget who it was. Somebody tweeted me today. They're like, "You guys need to have like a fucking heavy meta warm up episode that lasts from like Wednesday to Friday. So when you guys are tweeting about casting, then I have something to do until Friday when it comes out. And what we could do is just get me drunk and stick a microphone in front of me, and I'll just talk about shit for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then you can get by on that until the episode releases."
We'll just mic you for like GP Montreal or something like that when we go out drinking.
Oh,
and
dude,
people can just hear your side of everything.
I can't.
There's no actual conversation. It's just Cammy's fucking viewpoint.
Oh, well, if you listen for the door shut, this is when we lock you in the closet.
Yeah. There's no. You guys have no visuals, but I'm just all this guy. This fucking guy right here. Look at him. He's fucking retarded. And I'll go on for an hour about the dude that's standing in front of me. But then you guys, it's even better because you guys just get to imagine him.
You just invented reality radio.
Reality radio.
There you go.
Hashtag. Wow. Oh, my God. But, Jeremy, if you have listened to other episodes, has anything stuck out in your mind in the great Heavy Meta archive?
Other than the reason, episode you were on.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the whole hunt for lemons and the trying to make like a good – I can't even remember what the heck the drink was, like the
– Oh, the limes. That was the margaritas.
Margaritas.
The margaritas, yes. I just enjoyed the whole margarita story and how it like it extended into the next episode of like, now I got all these limes that are rotting.
No, you know what? A lot of people say are like – Yeah, a lot of people tweet, they're like, no, you guys, that's all lies. Like, everything you guys say is lies. I'm like, no, it's actually real.
No, I actually remember this. I had one of our earlier episodes, somebody fucking posted some comment or something on Twitter about how, like, oh, this is bullshit, you know, they're making this up or something like that. And that's why I've made an active attempt to, like, if I'm going to catch myself on fire for something, I will take pictures and post it on Twitter. If I'm going to hit, you know, like, if I'm going to do anything that I'm going to talk about on the cast, there's going to be, like, documented evidence that it was there. Because the last thing I want is for you assholes to think that we're lying about this shit.
Honestly, if this was, like, a scripted show and this was all made up, you guys shouldn't be making podcasts. This is television. Like,
right?
HBO show or something. You got David Duchovny just, like, being Dubocry and...
Oh, my God. Imagine that. That would be insane. Could you imagine if we could get actors to just read our, like... script out a show and just have them read our lines from an old show?
That's a good one. You said
David Duchovny. Like, David Duchovny would be Madity Studios and Robert Downey Jr. would be... Just sit him on a couch.
What's the ferret? Ben Affleck?
Fucked up cave. And ferret is Ben Affleck in a fucking... But just for fucking artistic irony, it's like Ben Affleck in a fox costume. So it's not quite a ferret.
Robot Large can be a speculum or something.
Yeah. No, Robot Large is just Bumblebee from the fucking movie. And just everybody, it's just basically them sitting on a fucking, just this dope-ass leather couch in a fucking stripper lounge, but there's, like, rock walls going on so it looks like a cave, and them just, like, completely butchering the shit that we do.
And they're all trying to do method acting on it, you know, like, okay, so here's the part where I tell the story about the limes. Okay, so
yeah, I get an email from Robert Downey Jr.'s people. And he's just like, they're like, hey, you know, Mr.
We'd like
Downey
to change this
Jr.
part. And you're
come spend a weekend with you so that he can kind of get into his character. I'm just like, oh, all right, it's his downfall.
And so fast forward 2 weeks and it's like Robert Downey Jr. found dead.
Yeah.
Apparently on overdoses of everything. Yeah.
California.
Burned to a crisp because he tried to light himself on fire.
He thought he was Iron Man, bitch.
Oh, listen, man.
Who knew he had a tattoo on his dick?
We don't know if he got it before or after.
He's got my signature tattooed on his dick.
Right. Jeremy's got something to say. To
Hi, screen. Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Well, I just want to start off by saying congratulations on your 50th episode. And we look forward to a whole bunch more episodes, and I'm glad to have been a part of at least one of them. So
thank you, sir.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Awesome. Thanks. I love it.
Later, buddy.
Later, man.
Now, I mean, obviously, Robot fucking Large. The one – if there's anyone that the 50th episode – no, if there's anyone in the 50th episode that needs to be here, it's Robot. Fuck. I mean – the whole fucking thing started.
No, I tweeted him, I'm all, there's no way that we can do this episode without you being here. Like, you gotta be on this episode. He's like, I just got off work and I'm hauling ass home. I'm fucking gotta be there.
Everything today conspired to keep me from coming here. It's just work after work. I left work. I got called back to work. It was just like, man, I can't miss that.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Awesome. That you're here. And we have to say, like, I'm curious to see from your perspective. You know, that every week when you sit there, like, because sometimes if I could, like, you know, swap bodies with someone, I'd swap bodies with Robot Large just to listen to the heavy meta.
Dick!
Yeah, for, like, those first, like, episodes where, you know, where we used to remember to shout you out in every episode. I'd be like, oh, those motherfuckers are going to miss me again. No. No, but yeah. has there been a favorite one for you?
Well, I mean, I don't have any one favorite. I mean, my favorites in general, I gotta say I'm a big Nina fan, so anything that she's been on, because honestly, I mean, I'm all behind Heavy Meta, and it's fun that most of the episodes are a lot of jackassing around, and that's, I like listening to that. But she, you know, damn it, every time she's on there, she brings knowledge, and she just says all these great things, and I'm just like, Jesus, I can't stop listening.
I know, we gotta get her back on.
She's crazy, like, she's an incredible fucking Magic player. Like, she knows her shit, and, like, she puts it in such a way that, like, even retarded people like me can understand.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, we're all shitty at Magic.
Yeah.
I mean, and she hardly ever plays and can, you know, teach us, you know, round and around. She's just teaching us new things all the time, and it's like, man, every time you open your mouth, I gotta listen.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And it sucks. Like, I tried to get Nina to come on to say hi tonight, but she actually couldn't. So, love you, Nina. Sucks that you couldn't be here. Whatever, jerk.
Take a shot for Nina.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I am so fucking deep into this bottle of vodka already.
Oh, yeah, that one is sorry, isn't it?
What?
The what?
The whole, you know, word to drink, sorry.
Oh, no, it wasn't it thank you?
Sorry, fire.
You know what? If you can remember a keyword about an hour into the show, then you're not drinking enough.
You're not drinking enough.
Like, the only word you should ever have to remember is your safety word.
Yeah.
I got to say, the only other episode that I really favor is the whole cheeseburger episode. I mean, I've never listened to the cast and had tears in my eyes more than that episode.
You're a part of history, man.
I still have to say that episode, like, is just as funny to me as it is to you guys, because I literally had no idea what was coming out of my mouth
But Kevin, you have to realize that's why that episode is so funny. Like,
no,
when I hear it and hearing you knowing that you don't know what you're saying, it's just absurd. It's
just.
You can't duplicate that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's just off the cuff, spewing it out, just coming out, you know, flooding out. You're not in control of it anymore. It's like someone else has taken over Kevy, and he's in the background going, what am I saying?
Yeah, you know, what the fuck am I saying over there?
No.
Well, you know, sweet,
that whole brain-to-mouth filter is just gone.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side of the cave staring at my own ass. Just listening to me talk about masturbating and cheeseburgers.
You transcended that day. You were just, you know, out of your body watching it happen.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I need to drink that much on every cast.
Yeah, except for then your girlfriend gets pissed off at you because you're not ready to fuck. You're going to throw up.
Yeah.
We exactly. Heard that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't think that even made it into the episode, but yeah, that happened a couple weeks
ago. Well, now it did. There you go, though.
Yeah.
Kevin, in all honesty, like, if I ever go first... I you must promise me to live long enough.
I am going to fire you out of a fucking...
No.
If you go first, I'm firing you out of a fucking wood chipper into a crowd of metapan.
Oh, okay. Well, that could be the finale. But you, for my eulogy, you must get so drunk that you transcend and just like I want a 3-hour eulogy where you're talking about the most asinine shit, and people are sitting there like, "Who died again?"
Maddie, you realize your wife and girls would want to kill, dig you back up and kill you again.
No, we're talking podcast eulogy.
I would have to be a private week.
I have enough respect to, like, not, like, I'll just hang out in the
Hey, Kevin, though, this was the man's final wishes to you. You're going to have to obey him.
Hey, you know,
this is what he said. I got fucking proof right here.
It's recorded.
I'm sure we could do 2 funerals. Come on, man. We'll figure it out.
I'll do an online eulogy for you, and it'll just, yeah, 3 hours worth of drunken, like, at some point I'm just trailing off, and people stop listening, and then I come back in. this one time I met Maddie's studio.
No, and you cut the priest off. You have to cut the priest off where he's about to give the right now. You're like, hold on a minute, wait a minute.
wait. He's like. Maddie's, you know, yeah, he's going to call you Maddie Studios at your funeral, by the way. He's all Maddie Studios.
That would be awesome.
Every time the priest talks, Kevy's in there.
No. Listen, I'm not done yet.
Listen to me.
Sitting in the church with a bottle in his lap, just drinking away.
Oh.
In my backpack.
Yeah, in my backpack. All right, Roboto, give us a... Give us a San Diego shout-out only that you can.
Well, you know, I say this with all the love in the world because you guys are like, you know, my brothers that I've never met, but
damn right.
I love you guys, so go fuck yourself then, San Diego. Woohoo!
Oh, you got to do it again. It cut off a little bit at the end.
No, I heard it just fine.
No, it didn't. We're well, out of
it. Internet. Go fuck it, yeah.
Later, buddy. Now, I don't know why someone let this guy back again. He was just here.
Well.
I'm out of here.
Hey, guys, I'm not going to hold you up all night. I know you have a metric fuck ton of people behind you. I do want to say, though, congratulations on getting to 50.
Thank you,
sir. With us guys at the Pit Imps being 10 behind you, like we fully understand how hard it is to get there every week. God, like,
no shit, eh?
This
no
is hard said, shit no, to do.
Nobody told me it was going to be this much work. No,
yeah, Maddie, by the way, yeah. I got a fucking bone to pick with you. You didn't tell me that it was going to end up like this.
He's like, we're
you're like, hey, bro, we should start a fucking podcast. It'll be fun. Let's fucking get on Skype and talk a couple times and record it. You didn't tell me this was going to happen.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is when I did start, he was like, okay, you know, I have like a flexible schedule. It's something I could do things. And I was like, yeah, man, whatever. We're not going to be rigid and pick a night. And I'm not going to like make you come exactly. Yeah, no, it's all good.
You can work.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Well, it's no big deal. Everything's fine. He's all Wednesday, 6 p.m. sharp motherfucker.
Well, you know, Kevin, that's how Maddie works. Because if you remember the first couple times, it was like, yeah, just come on, Ferret. Don't worry. We'll just have you for a time or two. And we'll get
and
some knowledge for you.
Workhorse, bitch. Look how that
fourth episode, they're like, hi, yeah, this is Ferret, and he's officially a member now.
Yeah, that's how third members happen.
I, you know what I love? That Marcel just freaking, he's like, yo, I'm making you a third member. And me and Kevin are like, yeah, we're like, this is great. Good idea. Yeah.
That is how third members happen. That's how we got ours. Like, I just needed to fill in for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden he was there forever.
And it just happened.
Yeah, now he's there every week, and it's like, ah, fuck, I can't get rid of you now. But no, man, like, Maddie, I know what you go through.
It's like a fucking union job. Like, literally, it is. Having a fucking a host spot on a podcast is like a union job. It's like takes an act of Congress to fire him.
That's right. It's
I've been
absolutely
trying to fire
true.
Maddie since, like, episode 3.
You can't do that. He's the editor.
Yeah. He's got a point.
I mean, he's in the same seat I am. Like, he controls the buttons after everything's over, so.
Here all night tonight, Maddie has more than controlled the buttons tonight. He's hung up on so many people, it's not even funny.
No kidding.
I'm hot in the dump buttons tonight, man.
Yes, he's like, hey, give us your fucking, you know, give us your go fuckers, and they're all, go fuckers, a click, hung up, later!
Oh, wow.
You know, it's pretty much like this. Maddie's like, Ferret, you're the doorman. Okay, come on, get in! Get the fuck out!
Doorman and bouncer, huh?
At this point, like, Ferret's sneaking people in, and Maddie's just fucking with a giant...
You better not kick me the fuck out.
Oh!
Ooh, it's Houston, stealing my time. Fuck you, dude! Just jump in.
Little ginger you know here to crash the party.
Angelo, I haven't even, I don't even remember since you, the short, like, 2 minutes you've been on the cast.
He doesn't remember you anymore.
Yeah, I don't remember who you are anymore.
One drink, another one, Kevy, now.
No, I know damn good and well who he is. I'm afraid of the motherfucker.
Hey, you know what, though? I do want to say, I've been listening to this show since episode beta. And It's funny, I found this because I was on my way to GP Philly. And this is a story, I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. And I was just sitting on a fucking Greyhound bus, bored out of my mind. And Maddie puts up a tweet going, hey, we got this beta for this brand new podcast that we're thinking about putting out. And if I get 10 people to retweet this
That's
or something,
right. Yes. Yes.
I would absolutely send this out. So I was like, fuck it, I ain't got nothing better to do. So I decided to listen to you guys. And I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. And then like on episode 9, I sent you probably the most revolting, disgusting question I could possibly come up with.
Yeah. I don't remember what the question was, but I remember.
I remember.
Is it another fuck, marry, kill?
No. Fair, you, I don't think you were quite around yet, but Jens answered it, and I gained so much respect for you. What the question was, for anybody who forgot, is would you rather watch your parents fuck every day?
I'm actually on for that.
Or would you join in once to make it end?
Yeah.
That's right. Oh yeah, that was hard.
I remember that too, because then it wasn't just to answer the question and get it over with. We went into some sort of fucking Oedipus complex fucking conversation about it.
Dude, no, the two really of you went back and forth, and then I just at the end went, yeah, I think I agree with Kevy. Done.
Yeah. And little did you know that you were going to end up being a part of
being the one that had to watch us do it every night.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is, Ferret, you should have just done it once.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that is fucking.
Hey, congratulations. I hope you guys get another 50 for real. I enjoy listening to you every week. You help me get through my shitty Fridays at work, you know, because God knows, and I'm sure Maddie understands this, after editing, you can't listen to your own podcast.
No, you know what? Sadly enough, I've said this many times, like, I look forward to hanging out with these guys every night, but when you do the show, you think it sucks. But then when you edit it, I'm like, this is actually really funny.
when you get rid of the.
It does, but I know, like myself, editing, like I'll listen to the show three times just during the edit. So like, I'm not going to download it and listen to it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, come Friday when mine comes out, I'm like, oh, I ain't fucking listening to that.
You listen to it once already? Yeah, you're good.
Sadly, I think me and Kevy are egomaniacs because we just keep listening to it. We can't stop.
Yeah, we're so pathetic. Egomaniacs.
I know.
All right. Well, I have the cats starting to rebel. One wants to be herded in here, so
we
may have to tell Angelo to tell a certain city.
Angelo,
something.
we gotta have you tell a certain city something.
Oh really? Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
That a boy.
All right, Houston. Man, this is another guy that's been. Oh man, I think since beta, right?
Beta for sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, jumped awesome. In, and I was like, oh, yeah, new cast, ballin'. And I started listening, and I was like, oh, when are they going to talk about magic? And I was like, oh, yeah, they're out. Here they go.
Oh,
they're,
there it is. They, oh, they wait, it. There it went.
And then it's like, oh, no, there it goes again, and I'm like, and I got to the end of the cast, and I was like, oh, that was fine. I didn't really learn anything.
That was fine. I didn't learn shit.
But I mean, I was fine with that. And, I don't know. There's been more magic added a little bit each episode.
Which
but.
I personally have been, like, I've been starting a crusade against.
Yeah, he hates it. I know I'm torturing him when me and Farron are talking fine. He's like, oh, you better hangers.
Oh, man, I'm going to go tattoo my dick.
But seriously, Houston, if you've been listening, has there been anything that you've thought was pretty funny and shit that we've done?
Oh no! I thought we were gonna talk about the iPod Air.
Oh, we are actually. This is
no.
This is the segment where we do.
This cast isn't funny at all. I thought we were just jumping on here to tell you how bad you were.
Actually, many people have already done that tonight.
Yeah, they've done that all night. Like, this backfired on us completely.
I will be editing many of the guests out who came on tonight.
We're all, yeah, it's our thing. Oh, yeah, we're doing this 50th. We're going to have a bunch of guests on. And it's like just Robot Large because everybody else had bad things to say about it. Yeah.
No, it was good. Like, I mean, I would probably just say that my favorite episode was probably the first one. I know it sounds like a cop-out. Right. But like,
no, that's cool.
But, I mean, like, when we constructed Tap and Sack, it was kind of like an unglued, raw-type podcast because I was tired of listening to, like, very, you know, edited and like no curse words and like we can't use this and we can't use that. And I was like, magic players don't talk like that at all. Like they talk like we fucking sailors do three or four casts or whatever. And I was like, so that was like the emphasis of when I started Tap and Sack. So when like you guys were also doing it, I guess A-Team was like kind of the closest one that was already doing it before. We started, I was like, yes, you know, another cast to the army that just kind of doesn't care.
Doesn't give a fuck about
and, it was good because we also told stories, you know, that weren't always related to magic. And we'd have to tie it back in every now and then. So, I don't know, I just kind of liked
So I was fucking this girl, right? And it kind of reminded me of Counterspell for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why.
She kind of looked like Chandra and Lily. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, there I was, boxed, fucking this.
Except for you actually had to take Chandra. A pill for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, It's been fun. I haven't got to listen to a lot of the later episodes, sadly, but I don't get to listen to hardly any cast anymore. It's like edit my own, which is already like wrenching because I can't stand my voice. You guys said you love listening to your cast.
We do.
Stand my
we're
voice.
We're full blown fucking narcissists, man. Yeah, we love ourselves way too much. Like Nina told me one time on Twitter, she's just like, if you look up narcissist in a dictionary, there is a picture of you next to it. I'm like, yeah, fair enough. I love myself.
I don't get it. When I was on Deck T, she's like, how'd you like the episode? And I was like, I guess it's good. I enjoyed it when I did it. I remember what I said or whatever. And she's like, you didn't listen to it? And I was like, no.
No, why would I want
to
listen to
it? I fucking hate it. It like embarrasses me to listen to my own voice. I'm like, oh man, that guy's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're the jeer section. You're just talking shit to yourself while you're listening to it. You're just all, boo, Houston.
Yeah, I just felt bad for her. I was like, man, she really picked the fucking awful guest. I bet she feels awful.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, dude, you got a great voice for fucking radio. Your shit sounds fine from an outside point of view.
I appreciate it. I think that's a good thing, though. I think everybody that creates content like doesn't like it. So, it's a good motivation to like get yourself better. You know,
right? Yeah, totally, man.
You're always struggling to get better if you're not liking what you do, because there's different levels to it. I think like if you really like what you do and you suck at it, then
stop.
No, I mean that's what it is.
Yeah, like, then you're just one of those douchebags that just likes hearing their own voice, which is kind of me.
I'm a horrid writer, like horrid, like.
Oh, me too.
I think.
Don't even get me started on writing. I literally refuse to do any written articles for any websites now, even though I'm actually half decent at magic. But
when I write articles, I just
it does not work out very well.
If Spellcheck was a person, like it would kill me and my whole family in the most cruel way possible.
Exactly.
For all the work and painful scenarios that I put
through. Oh, that's awesome, dude. See,
that's how you circumvent it, though. Like when I write articles now, I just send my own tweets to Jeebus.
I do my articles via Twitter. That's the best.
Yeah. So
what's good about
I have strokes of genius in 140 character bursts.
Yeah.
The 88 generation, man, or 80. Yep.
The old creation content thing is all it takes is one person to be like, man, I really enjoyed that episode, or I really enjoyed that article. All it takes is one fucking person, and you feel like you're on cloud nine. So,
Why we had all you motherfuckers come on tonight to tell us how cool we are.
I know, well, that's the secret of the show.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to say that the SVU in itself has been awesome. Just, I mean, not only just for the community, but for us too, because you fuckers keep us going. There's no two ways around that.
You guys have kept Ferret from committing suicide for like.
Shh, they're not supposed to know that.
Oh man! All right, well, Houston, give us a tap and sack, San Diego send off.
What? How does tap and sack involve it?
Just because.
How do I add that? Go fuck yourself, fuckers, San Diego.
No, you're like, I'm going to tap you if I sack you.
Tapping the girls so you don't get to.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
And you're out. Boom. Now, the next guest.
Is just a gorgeous motherfucker.
No, he's...
Sure.
I'll say this.
I'd fuck this dude.
I was just going to say that. I was just about to go totally gay in there. I swear to God, I was. In all honesty, like, we met a lot of the heavy metal SVU, but I don't know. Like, thinking really, really hard, he's probably the hottest of them all, right?
But am
I
crazy? False advertising.
I think I'm right.
It's false advertising. I've hung out with this motherfucker.
Well, we know where that went. We know.
Yeah, he doesn't look like that when he fucking, you know, when he's at a fucking magic tournament and we find a random baseball game in the middle of it.
Slick Jagger is here, if you didn't know, people. He's minus his cohort, Motika, for some reason. I don't know why, but I guess you didn't get the message.
He's too drunk and probably covered in bottles of beer right now.
You're completely drunk too.
Don't judge me, Kevy. All right, I'm not going to deal with your bullshit. Don't
See, this guy knows how to shut me down.
Oh man,
it's okay. He just comes on the show. He's like, Kevy, you're drunk. Shut the fuck up. I'm like, okay.
Hey, he's got his own beer blog now. You can't fuck with him. He's moving up in the world.
Yeah, there. I'm baby steps, baby
steps.
What's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Oh man, episode 50 is cracking so far.
Yeah,
I tell you,
it's been fucking crazy.
Due to secret technology, I heard Houston for a little bit. Has everybody just been talking shit on you guys or what?
Pretty much.
Damn.
It's a mixture of like people telling us how shitty we are and then like telling us how awesome we are, so it's kind of cool.
How many of them like actually?
And then we had Jason Alt on, which just fucks everything up.
Oh, the mojo just disappeared.
That'll do it. You know, he's a great guy in person, but man, he is an abrasive motherfucker.
Nah, he's awesome, man.
No, I love Jason. I love all the, obviously you. Love all the Brainstorm guys, but
yeah.
So what has been your favorite episode so far, man? And you can't say Vegas because that was real life, so it doesn't count.
No, yeah, obviously the best. The best thing was just hanging out in Vegas and all the crazy shit. But I think, I mean, I don't know. Has every single person said the cheeseburger episode so far?
No, actually, the Cinnamon Hearts is pulling pretty good so far too.
It's either
Cinnamon Hearts is ahead of cheeseburgers.
For me, it's in between cheeseburgers or the episode where Maddie's had his cube card stolen.
Yeah, that's another.
Like fun. Those are like the two.
I better go make some bagels.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to the back now.
I'm gonna go make some bagels. You're
fucking crazy thing. Canadians with your Tim Hortons coffee and your motherfucking diner beef.
Diner beef.
Oh my god. Oh. There's a million different names for this episode, but I think diner beef.
Episode 50, Canadian diner beef. You know, the funniest thing about this whole episode is hearing how like especially that story has now morphed and changed. It's a different location every time, and it's a different person, and sometimes it's a woman I'm yelling at. It's becoming this like own entity that's just going out into the internet. And I'm sure in a year someone's gonna be like, "Hey man, wasn't it you that killed the guy in an Applebee's with a magic card?"
And yeah, because like didn't he like steal your Black Lotus at gunpoint? Yeah.
Didn't you like slit a guy's throat with a magic card or something? Like, oh man,
that's
I love it.
That's you know what that's gonna
that's
come
how
out.
Folklore that's, happens. That's how that, you all of a sudden become fucking Babe the Blue Ox and shit.
That's gonna come out right at the same time as Vintage Masters.
God.
Oh my god.
I hate you.
I wonder if they're gonna make a Vintage Masters.
I am still pissed at Worth about that. We were supposed to have fucking Vintage Masters by the end of the year, but no! And then they're gonna raise up the fucking price the same as like Modern Masters, $7 a fucking pack for a fucking online only fucking product. You go fuck yourself.
I will say, you guys aren't usually right about, you know, the majority of the called shots.
I don't think that's
Maddie was a spot on with Vintage Masters.
Yeah.
Man, I mean that was just like an unreal, like eyes closed called shot that was just spot on.
Yeah, we called that shit for we were talking about that shit earlier in the episode.
This guy is one of our armed Kevin, hold on.
What?
I'm having an emergency add-on because this is one of our armed service guys and he's literally still at his fucking plane.
What?
So.
Fuck it. Oh,
bring him on, man.
This is Chad.
Slick, yeah, exactly. That's why I was like.
All right, guys. Well, listen, man. If we got a dip, I appreciate it. And
stick around, Slick. I was just
saying.
Nah,
you got to go, Slick. We can't hold you, man. You're
man.
Maddie's on the hang up button all night.
I just bullied that motherfucker off the cast. What's really good?
he scared him off, man. He was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, but you gotta give us an FU, man.
He saw that beer in that suit and he was just like, damn, dude, I don't belong here.
Fuck this, I'm out of here.
I can certainly do that. I can certainly say, literally take a step back and fuck your own face, San Diego.
Yeah! Put it in stink on it.
That's a Philly send off right there. All right, who do we got, Barrett?
We got
well, you have either Chad or Justin Waller.
Ooh.
So, Chad, do you have enough time to wait like 5 to 10, or do we need to get you in right now?
Probably be best to get me in now.
Let's get Chad. Chad's at the plane, fucking ready to go. Like, fucking America's Armed Forces are fucking waiting on this.
Episode. I know. That's heavy meta gunner team right there, man. Air support.
And yeah. If you motherfuckers don't know, this is fucking, was it the Chad USMC? Is that your Twitter fucking handle?
Yep, that is.
Yeah, this is Chad. He is the fucking beautiful visionary behind the fucking heavy meta cave artwork that you guys have seen all over Twitter lately. And
which is absurd.
It's fucking.
That was so much fun to draw.
Dude. Straight up absurd, man. But Chad,
that
like.
That Sunday where everyone helped me out was pretty awesome, too.
That's what SBU is all about. It's like, hey, you know, and what I've noticed too, like, you know, Chad's always fucking, you know, he's doing his art, which is great. And then he's always hitting everybody up like, hey, what do you guys think? Give me some feedback. And the SBU is always there to be like, oh, and you know, nobody pulls punches. They're like, oh, this is cool. Fuck that part of it.
You know, and the part is he finds time to do all this, you know, in between the
shooting machine guns out of a fucking helicopter.
You know? So, yeah. Pretty fucking cool that you take your time out of your day for that, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's enjoyable for sure.
So, Chad, what has been your favorite episode?
I'd probably say cheeseburger episode. I mean, that's kind of everyone's favorite, though. So it's like a low blow. Other than that, obviously.
No, it's actually like, I think like your cheeseburger vote has like fucking, like almost got me tied up with Maddie between like Maddie's fucking Cinnamon Hearts vodka and Maddie's fucking... crazy
cube theft
in mafia cube theft story.
That's
but
ridiculous.
Like,
there's so many games.
Actually, I'm
episodes.
Actually behind in the rankings right now.
He's dropping in the ranks.
I'm dropping in the ranks. Everybody's like, wait, Maddie's actually the crazy person. Let's start following Maddie.
No, but
you
seriously,
know, when Maddie started getting compared favorably with Breaking Bad, then you know you're done.
Yes. Yeah, no shit.
This is true. But, Chad, is there anything else that you've liked so far that we've done?
I mean, I always like the art contests and just you guys deviling down into the finance more. That's pretty cool, getting down into Marcel's world. But just seeing the video from Vegas, just throwing it in there and getting into your guys' world kind of helps me pull into the community as a whole. I'm always out doing training in different places, so I don't really get to hit the paper community and go to tournaments and whatnot. So I pretty much live off Twitter and through the podcast and through the community online.
Oh, right. Man. We will definitely live hard for you then.
Hell
yes. Yeah, for sure.
Damn
I'm
right, man.
I'm getting drunk for you right now.
Well, guys. Well, unfortunately, I got to get out of here. I got a mission to go get on.
Hey.
All right. That's
your business.
Cool.
Thank you for doing it. And real quick, on your way out, give us a big go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, man. Take care.
Later, buddy.
Take care.
All right. Now we got you, Justin. I am sorry that I had to sneak somebody on quick, but I think you kind of understand the reasoning behind it.
No, duty comes first.
Attaboy. Nice. Yeah, now see, if it were me, I'd be like, well, fuck that guy. I should.
No, yeah, I served. I know how it is, Kevy.
Attaboy. That's cool. Hell yeah, man. But no, I have the utmost respect.
See, Kevy, you don't say that because then you would have had like 50,000... fucking bullets raining down from the sky.
Guys, I just got shot, and I'm not really sure why.
Hey, let's shoot that guy's house in the desert there. That's the smart ass that's been talking about.
Yeah, there are smart bombs descending upon me.
Yeah, there's smart bombs. There's a drone at the door. What do I do? Justin, so what has been your favorite little bit of wisdom or humor that we have dropped over the years?
I gotta say, I can't remember the episode, but you guys were kind of bitching about moto foils. And I think it was Chevy, and he was like...
That was all of the episodes.
Yeah, those two hate the moto foils for some reason. I don't mind
them.
They're
stupid. Anyways, go on.
Well, I just remember Kevy was like, you know, I don't know what's up with that shit, because it's not like it does any extra damage. And it was the coolest thing I've ever heard in my whole entire life.
This is Red Player through and through. I'm like, I don't understand why it's sparkly. It doesn't do any extra damage. Wow.
That needs to be a shirt right there. Foil. Yeah. I don't understand.
Buy that shirt. Yeah. Foils don't do any extra damage. I like that one as somebody's favorite because that is one of the most off the wall like favorites from tonight. That, like, you know, it's not just like, oh, this episode was funny or, like, you know, the normal shit. That is something completely off the wall. And it's about me, so I like it a lot, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Justin, hit us with a good old San Diego send-off.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yeah, and you're foily. You should have worked the foil thing in there.
Fuck yourself, San Diego, and your fucking foils.
Yes. Ah, there you go. Oh, oh man, now
shiny.
Yeah, fuck those foils, man. Come on, man. Maybe
shiny
in the new
objects.
In the new beta, the foils look better.
Oh, this guy now. Like right as soon as I read it, I was like, Jason Alt is trying to get on the podcast again.
I know, and even changed his name and everything. And
yeah, I was like, oh, he's trying to be sneaky. Oh wait, no, it's not Jason Alt. It's the Jason that we like.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, Jason, oh, man. He's the man you love to hate for some reason. Evil Genius, what's up?
What's going on, motherfuckers?
What's up, brother?
You've been a busy dude, man. We've been trying to get you on the show, and you've been working and shit. What's up?
You know, what it is every time he comes on the show, he doesn't get to talk because I interrupt him the whole time. Like I'm
so he learned his lesson.
So it's just like, he's all, yeah, I've got work to do, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, I actually have had real work to do. I've wanted to come on multiple times and just haven't been able to because the work's been so shitty lately. So yeah, and I actually just got done. I would have been on earlier tonight, or I tried to anyway, but we recorded Brewport Avenue finally.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
try to get on, and Maddie just fucking hit the end call button.
Hey, Maddie, go ahead and put out a call to arm to see if anybody else still wants to join. I have actually nobody up for deck right now.
Whoa! All right, I'll tweet.
Somebody
That's crazy. Tell them you're giving them free booze. They'll show up.
Yeah, we're drinking. Yeah, just that we're drinking free booze on Heavy Meta right now. And, like, they won't read it completely. They'll just skim over it. And they're like, oh, sweet, free booze. And then, like, yeah, we're drinking booze that we didn't pay for. Have fun.
That's how you get anybody, anywhere you want. Just tell them.
Put free anywhere in the tweet.
Yep.
So, Jason, what has been your favorite episode so far?
Oh, man.
Or memory or whatever. It doesn't
matter. Okay, so my favorite thing from your guys' show so far, for the longest time, has been you guys bringing Kraken to the masses. Right?
Thank God. You're like, somebody that understands.
Now, who was the first person to do that?
Me?
Was it Kevy?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did I just say who was the first person to bring an alcohol onto the show? Oops. I'm drinking a lot tonight.
you had a lot to drink tonight. I've
been drinking Kraken for a long time. Like probably 2 or 3 years before you guys even started the show, I've been drinking it.
Yeah.
So like since I came back to Magic, one of my friends introduced it to me. So like, of course, you know, I've just been drinking it and shit like that. And then you guys like bring it up on the cast and you guys are like, yeah, we're doing this and we're drinking it tonight. I'm just like, fuck. Yes. Like,
thank
finally.
You, Kraken, for gaining us fucking Jason.
So yeah, that's definitely my favorite. Is you guys educating people about the awesome that is Kraken?
People don't understand. I don't think. Like, I think it. Like, to be completely honest, when it comes to Kraken, I think people are intimidated because you see this bottle that says rum, and it's got an awesome label. It's got this bitchin' fucking octopus on it, and it's got a fucking handle ring on each side, and it's black as coffee. If you've never drank Kraken before, it's black as fucking coffee. So people are like, oh, rum. Oh, that doesn't look like a rum that I want to put in my stomach.
Yeah, like they come at it.
It's like straight black.
Yeah.
But when you taste it, it's like beautiful cocaine on your lips. It's amazing.
But yeah, so like, you know, like, I'll bring it out at parties. I'm like, hey, who wants some of this? And people are like, oh, what is it? I'm like, it's rum. They're like, oh, that doesn't look like Captain. I'm like, did you just say Captain? Get the fuck out of here.
No, and that's the thing, though. Like, if you don't know any better and you look at it, dude, you put a bottle of Captain Morgan and a bottle of Kraken next to each other. And, you know, maybe you're not a seasoned alcoholic or anything. You're just a fucking random drinker, you're like, I don't want to taste that one because it looks like coffee. And I know the captain. Oh, yeah, you know, it tastes like rum. But Captain Morgan tastes like fucking kerosene. And fucking the Kraken, like, if you shoot it straight, like, the Kraken tastes like beautiful. And people just don't understand it. I think they're intimidated by how dark it is.
It could be the label, too. I mean, and it's you have to have a taste for that spice.
Like,
it's good.
Like, I feel like it's going to drag me into the depths.
Yeah.
It's just going to drag me into the bottle. That's usually what happens.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what happens because it's beautiful.
It's just
curl up and go to sleep at the bottle.
I'm thank you, by the way, Jason, for bringing that up. I'm rather pissed off at my life right now because I'm sitting here staring at a bottle of vodka going, man.
That's the worst.
I can see through it. I love vodka. You guys know that. I am a fucking vodka hound. But I'm looking through it going, man, I can see the other side. That sucks. I'm cracking in my life right now. But, you know. Getting in the car, right, like muting my microphone, getting in my truck and driving down to the liquor store is a bad idea. So, not going to do it.
No shit.
I'm just going to go
actually,
ahead.
Contrary to popular belief, we do actually want you to, you know, survive a little bit longer than 5 minutes, Kevy.
Well, I thought it was like the 50th episode. So, like, right now, like, live on cast, I was going to take my fucking, take my laptop with me and start a draft on Moto. It's just... Craft and drive all over town until I can...
Oh, Kevy. No, we at Heavy Meta do not endorse drinking and driving. God damn it. Unless it's orange juice.
Drinking and crafting and driving on the other hand.
Oh, I remember that episode. Drinking and drafting and driving. Only Kevy. Only Kevy.
No. I don't think I could ever go that far. I wouldn't make it out of my driveway anyway. I'm a terrible crafter. Like, yeah, I'll just say that, like, I'd probably just drop and then drive like a normal person. So,
well, you know what? Since we've run out of a cue, what has been our favorite episodes?
Oh my god!
Because we gotta answer that. Because I know I have several, but I'm curious. And I know I can't put Kevy on the spot because his brain doesn't work that fast.
Yeah, you gotta give me a good fucking hour, 45 minutes.
Well, I was like, which episodes did the viewers that were on here didn't really cover that would end up being?
No,
like,
I don't give a fuck that. What was yours? Which is the one you've liked?
I've really gotta say that I gotta agree with the Home Depot one that we had recently was absolutely fucking hilarious.
Really? The frickin' the lumber beam in the head? Oh,
oh god. Well, considering how much time I've been spending at Home Depots lately, I can completely see that exact thing happen.
Right? Like, how many times have you almost seen it happen? So the fact
exactly.
I saw it happen?
Barrett's a migrant worker now. He's been spending
time at
Home Depot.
Jesus.
No, I've just been doing a lot of homework. Well, you see my tweet earlier today, right? I had to fix the couch. Seriously, go back in my tweets, and you can see a picture of the bottom of the couch. The whole frame of it is just destroyed.
Well, when you have the ferret that lives in your house that gnaws on furniture and shit like that when he's bored. you can't be upset about it when you undermine the construction of your furniture because you have nothing else to chew on, ferret.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
I have to say one of my favorite parts was when the Mrs. Ferret said, what was the fucking line with Marcel?
Oh. Hold on.
Oh, that's right.
No. Tell you what, I will get her involved.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
oh,
bring her on.
Bring it on. Everyone's coming on. All right.
Oh, wow.
Hey, ma'am.
Now, what
would
that?
You're being summoned.
We're being summoned. Oh, no, that's right. It was like...
I summoned my woman to the battlefield.
No. Remember, it was...
We do play magic, and what do you do for your creatures? You summon them.
I'm just curious what color mana you tapped to summon her.
The guys here were wondering what your infamous line has been now that has been spoken multiple times on cast.
She's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, who are you?
Baby.
No, it was the drinks. I'm going to get you drinks. More drinks? That was the one.
Yeah, that was the very first one. But no, the one you guys kept giving me shit about was the
girl beer?
Drinking girl beer?
That was a good one. The girl beer line was good. The one though with Marcel when you were like, that's okay, I'll get you more drinks. And me and Marcel was just like, what? Women, take notice. That's how you act. And I was just like, what? Oh, that was just one of the funniest, man. Oh, and then, of course, the freaking Smooth Brothers takeover.
Oh my God.
Just the fact that me and Kevy and KYT were in on this for like 3 weeks.
And Scotty Mac got so mad.
We took a lot of blowback from that. Like, I don't know, a lot of people thought it was funny, but a lot of people like sent us angry, angry emails. And they were like, you don't need to do that shit. Don't pull those cheap tricks on us again. No, it was.
That's what we do, man. We know, like, this is a podcast full of cheap tricks. That's the only reason you guys listen to us.
Oh, but you know, the funniest thing of the backstory or the behind the music kind of like thing, Kevy and me had that idea for 5 episodes, or it was probably like 10 episodes. And we were trying to get it to work. And we couldn't hook up, and Marcel and Tyrone recorded a whole intro, and then they lost it. So, like, we were trying to keep this hush-hush, because we didn't want anyone to find out for, like, 5 weeks, and we're bumbling through it, like, every time and fucking it up. Oh, it was hilarious, but...
Oh, dude, it was fucking ridiculous, Willie. We tried and tried, and it was like, they recorded it, like, they did an episode together of fucking Tyrone's fucking podcast, and, like, shit didn't, like, it didn't record right or something like that, and it was like, oh, fuck, this isn't gonna fucking work, and then we get this fucking, this solid gold.
Yeah, just insane.
Hey, they're just all, here you go. And we're like, oh my God, this is fucking perfect.
Like Marcel sent me the raw recording and he's just like, I don't know if you're going to like this, but I think it's okay. And I listened to it and I'm just like tweeting Kevy or DMing him like, dude, you have no idea.
Yeah. We have crush this. Tyrone and Marcel for like, this was our first foray into like fucking publicity stunts.
Yeah, basically publicity stunts.
And then, like, that's what we've built our podcast on after that. We're like, yeah, we're not going to give you any good information, but you guys are going to laugh your ass off because we're kind of retarded. And we will just say shit. We'll say shit that doesn't make sense. We'll fucking be theatrical. We'll fucking do this. And that's kind of, like, where the foundation of this shit came from.
It is. It's kind of crazy looking back, man. What about you, Kevy? What has been yours, man? What has been your favorite?
Honestly, dude, I gotta say, like, I've been trying to think of, like, my favorite standout, like, which, I mean, there's a ton of them, like, what?
I have a person.
Oh.
Oh, apparently. We have somebody else. Well, I'll go ahead and save mine, then.
No!
No, I'm not gonna fucking say, I'm
Houston, gonna get him out of here. He's not allowed back on, you can't come on twice.
You can't come on twice?
Did I? God damn it.
I'm a dump button. God damn it. Get out of here, Houston. I'm so great.
Everything.
All right. Well, Jason, before you go, give us your
best send off line.
Oh, okay.
See, this is what happens when you have a drunk doorman.
Oh, all right. That's mediocre. Is
always ruining everything.
What do you mean,
All right. Later, Jason. All right. So. Ferret, you're under pressure now. Uh-oh. Otherwise, we're going to have to listen to Kevy. Actually, where's Ben All Clinton? Right. Is he not back yet?
We never find a Ben.
I thought we did get Ben back for a little while.
No! Well, no? And then Maddie fucking hung up on him. And then we got him back again, and then Maddie hung up on him again.
Fine, you add him this time, and you can tell him you were sorry.
Where is he?
Yeah, I think he's still indisposed. But
let's just randomly start adding people that are on our list. Contacts, who's online? It says KYT's online.
No, he's in friggin' Asia somewhere, man.
Oh shit! The proxy guy just made you a new token.
Yeah, I saw. Pretty sweet, man. He's apparently he's working on some crazy 50th episode token set. I mean, that guy's insane. Like, in all honesty, I know this is our 50th episode, people, but, like, you guys, man, you're insane. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, everyone who listens to the show every week, like, huge props to you. You know, like,
yeah, dude, we're nothing without the SVU.
Seriously. No, I mean, me and Kevy laugh that we listen because we're fans, like, too. Like, this really
Like, we're our biggest fucking
fans. We're our biggest fans of our own show. We're so fucking crazy. No, but you know what it is? It's just, we all want to be part of this community, and you guys are making it. It's fucking awesome. So, happy 50th episode to you guys, too.
Hell yeah.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Oh.
Sorry. Now, here's something that this is a little game that me and Ferret can play. Kevy can't play. But.
Oh, damn it.
No, you can't. You can't play it because it's about you. So, Ferret. Oh, sweet. Let's see. We can pick one event. What was the drunkest Kevy has ever been? Go.
The drunkest? Well, yes. Okay, this has to be a non-cheeseburger moment.
Yes, it can't be the cheeseburger moment because the cheeseburger moment is pretty obvious.
How about Kevy on his birthday when he fucked his girlfriend and forgot the tickets to the movie inside the theater?
Well, that was a good one. I still think that the time he set himself on fire, I mean, that's...
No, he was sober for that, though. That's the
yeah,
problem.
Well, I wouldn't say sober.
Okay, that's
good. I would say less drunk than I am now. I did it on purpose.
Although, what was it? Was it the time you ordered the frickin' Jason's and got Chandra's? Oh, that you weren't drunk for that. That was just
no, I wasn't drunk for that. Whoever was sending the cards out was drunk. I was just all, hey man, I'm pretty sure Chandra's gonna go nuts. And this wasn't the good Chandra. This was just the shitty fucking Chandra.
Yeah, that was the six mana. Like, oh my god, bad Chandra.
Yeah, and I was just like, but
wait a minute, I still, you know what? I'm sorry, I'm still not behind the whole, well, this is the good Chandra. Well, maybe she was good of your specking, but she hasn't seen any fucking play to me.
Well, okay, I get what you're saying, but I mean, like, the good Chandra in the sense that, like, fucking you know, people are playing her. She is expensive, the newer one, the M14.
That's the thing, I have yet
but
to see
the Chandra that I was all fucking in love with was the fucking, oh, wait, I just got somebody.
Oh, yeah, he just came up. Snake last.
What? Do we have one last sneaky guest that's sneaking
yes,
in?
Yes, we do have one last sneaky guest that we have not been able to get on fucking at all on the cast because he's a fucking working son of a bitch. So I'm going to try to talk about something, motherfuckers.
So we have to fill dead air. Oh, well, you know what, Ferret? Here's something that we have to figure out. Why the fuck is Mutavault? It's almost going to be $20. 19.
I told you it was going to be at least 15.
Yeah, but for a rare,
it's the single most played rare, or it's the single most played land basically in standard right now. That's not a basic land.
I still think that's crazy, man. 19 fucking tickets. I look at it like I would sell now because I think that's for a rare. I think that's
Maddie.
What?
No.
No? You wouldn't sell now? Dude, I bought in at like 3 tickets or something. Or
no. Because do you plan to play Mutavault at all during this standard season? Like,
yeah,
period.
Well, yeah, I need it in every deck, so good point. Good point, Ferret. This is why I keep you around. He knows what he's doing, folks.
Because you're not going to be able to buy it back at any reasonable price that where you feel that you've made any profit or, you know, it's not going to go down enough.
No,
for you to buy it back, you know, to where you're not paying what you sold it for or whatever. It's
really?
Just, no.
See, I was thinking that it's 19 now. It's hitting this first peak, and then it's going to drop to like 14. And I think you could sell out now and buy back in and make like 20 tickets. No?
I love how I tell you guys to fucking fill some time, so you just start talking about finance.
Dude, I love finance because I'm trying. It's my thing, man. I'm trying to freaking play cheaper.
You're actually doing fucking really well at this, but.
I'm not doing bad, eh? I think I've learned. It took me 2 years to fuck up, and then, I'm finally getting it. Where I've been starting to, like, sell my cards, like, as the peaks are happening, rather than selling all my Innistrad cards right at the end. I'm just selling things as I believe they're hitting peaks, and I'm actually.
Right.
I actually feel like I'm making money. For once.
Well, okay. See, no, I understand what you're saying with that, Maddie, but here's the fact of the matter is that. Even if I'm wrong and that Mutavault does go back down at all, you're not going to be able to sell it and be able to make it flip it enough for a profit to be able to get it back in any reasonable amount of time for you to be able to play it in standard again. you're going to have to probably wait a month or two or longer before you can play with the card again in standard. And it's just, it's way too played and will be for the life of in standard way too played.
Good point.
For it to ever go, you know, for it to make it worth selling and try to revive.
Way too played in the life of standard. Like,
no, I mean, in all honesty, the more I build decks, it is like at least a two of, and it's
yeah,
sometimes
exactly.
a four of. So you're right. I mean, it probably is. Like, I think it's doing what Thragtusk did, where Thragtusk, you know, wasn't even played as much as Mutavault is. So maybe it does have, you know, a 20 plus rare. It's like 20 tickets for a rare is very, very rare to happen, right? So seeing it do it is, I'm wondering when the peak is. Interesting card, though.
You fuck realize it's Mutavault, right? I mean, come on.
Oh, there my anyway, God.
There's our other guest. Welcome, Tangent, to the first time of Heavy Meta.
What is up,
oh,
gentlemen?
Shit. Yo, what's great is I just was, like, I was out of this screen on Skype, and I'm, like, frantically trying to figure out how to add fucking Tangent. And I was like, I'm drunk. I don't know how to work my computer. I don't know how to work Skype. Oh.
Well, I've already added him.
And then I come back, and he's already just been sitting here quietly listening to you guys talk about finance.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to say, there was – I didn't think you'd ever get on. So
I was beginning to wonder. I mean, honestly, it's bad timing, definitely, as far as the time you record to the time I'm available. So you damn.
Well, you say bad timing, but like we purposely like rotate our fucking podcast every week. Like the time we record, like I always hit you up and be like, oh, hey, man, you still at work? You're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, record. So we don't have to have you on.
Yeah. So no, hey, all bullshit. Tangent. Go ahead and explain to Maddie, you know, why that you wouldn't want to sell Mutavault.
Yeah, I get
why
it, Ferris.
Sell it? Well, I mean, because this is an established card. He gets it. He knows what he's – look, Maddie knows
no,
that
– No, Maddie was just asking me should he sell it. So, no, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
No. Here's the thing. Let me clarify. What I was doing is I believe the card is going to see play. But as we've seen with rares, 20-ticket rares – are very rare. They don't happen a lot. So I'm thinking this is a
would
spike.
Would you say they're rare?
You sell out. Yeah, I would say they're rare, right? Like I would say you sell out now, and then buy it in a week when they drop to 14, if they do. Now,
that's not going to happen. Because even if you look at, like you were saying, Thragtusk and Resto Angel, they have a ceiling of possibly 25.
I agree. So that's why I'm saying, like, I'm just talking. I'm not saying I'm doing it.
Well, no, but the question I would ask is why do you think that a card that was in the previous set, not even the set that's out now, is going to tank all of a sudden when it's being played more than it has been?
Like, just based on like some of the devotion decks that need, you know, colored mana on certain turns.
Yeah, but you don't think that a lot of – I have a feeling that you're more likely going to see a decrease in devotion decks than you are a decrease in Mutavault.
Like, yeah. Could be.
I mean, I think that the devotion decks are – some of them are going to be viable in the future, and some of them are just going to tank because in long term – yeah, exactly. I mean, long term, they're not really viable. But right now, initially, when everyone's playing with the new cards, you know, of course.
And true, like when we get Born of the Gods, we're going to have all the dual lands or all the scry dual lands. So I'm sure we're going to see a lot more 2 and 3 color decks.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say those Scry duels are getting a hell of a lot more play than I gave them credit for.
Yeah,
but I think that's due on the virtue of them just being duels than anything else.
I it's funny, like they are very when they do scry away the extra land, it feels like you're getting ahead. But then when you're like, oh man, I drew 2 scry lands on turn 1 and 2, and I'm really behind now, and I'm gonna lose, like. That's what I hate that about them.
Which is like me being an aggro player, I won't touch those lands. Like that's plain and simple.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I have to have my land where it needs to be on the turns it needs to be there, and I can't afford to like I feel like, you know, Scry, that's great, but I feel like I'm playing Guild Gates, and I can't.
That's what I feel like too, right?
That's what you are doing with only a minor upside, right? So
right.
I mean.
Anyways, what the fuck are we doing? This is the 50th episode, and this is Tangent.
What yes, the fuck
we finally
is
got fucking Tangent on. Which, yo, know, by the way, like, this is your only appearance, Tangent. Like,
oh, no, fuck you. No, you gotta wait for another at least 25 episodes, because 75 is a big number, too, you know?
Yeah, we're, like, at 100, like, our 100th episode, like, we're instead of, like, building it up to be, like, some big extravaganza, we're just gonna finally get Tangent on as a guest.
For an actual episode.
Well, you know yeah. what? So I love giving, like, behind-the-scenes tidbits, so if people don't know... when we first, me and Kevy first started talking about this show, Kevy was like the third member of Heavy Meta is Tangent. And he, and, no, in all honesty, we tried and tried, but Tangent, he basically like sent this email and he says, you guys are fucking idiots and you're amateurs. And I have no, I will be no part of you.
I just don't want to deal with you. Pieces of shit. That's really all it boiled down to. I mean,
like, yeah, it's like, you know, no, this is garbage.
In all honesty, it was scheduling. He just couldn't.
He's like, this podcast is garbage.
It will never go anywhere. You guys aren't. You're not going to have any fans. No one's going to like you.
Nobody's going to love you. Yeah. You should come on Public Enemy.
I believe he even sent an email to KYT saying, if you put these fools on your web show, the Meta Prime is going to the toilet.
Yeah, Canada is just going to fucking kick you out. I mean, they just don't even want you there anymore.
Oh man, no, Tangent, we love
Barrett
you.
Barrett came on, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is just getting worse than ever. Oh man,
ah, oh, that's the best. Oh, poor.
Actually, if anything, Ferret brought a little sanity to the podcast, so, you know.
He did.
No, in all honesty, that's when Marcel was like, you should put him on. I'm like, yeah, we need him because it's hard handling Kevy 101.
Yes. Fair enough. And that's exactly what, like, I think it, like, awoke, like, it awoke this demon that, like, it's like, oh, it's Maddie and Kevin. And, like, Maddie keeps the train rolling and Kevy just, you know, hangs out the window and fucking lets his tongue flap in the wind. It's crazy, you know.
But and he also tries to derail the train.
It tries to derail the train of most of the time. But, like, Maddie kept shit fucking right in time and kept it right on schedule. And then we introduced Ferret. And then Maddie said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to hang my head out the window. Ferret, you grab the steering wheel. And now poor Ferret has just been handed this fucking retarded responsibility of not only containing me, but containing the uncontrolled like, Maddie has been unleashed.
Yeah,
Kevy has been unleashed, and Maddie, like, they tapped more mana to make Maddie monstrous.
Monstrous, yeah. And then beyond that, you know, the SVU is like a herd of nimble mongoose, and you guys are asking me to herd them.
Yeah,
and this is just not gonna work.
And during this whole fucking ridiculous debauchery, like, Ferret is like a cathedral sanctifier. I come into the battlefield.
The fucking magic analogies, Jesus, dude. So check this out. So why lately has everyone started calling the SVU the SUV? Have you noticed this? This happened. I think even Maddie's done that.
Because Maddie did it, everybody.
No, you know why? In all honesty, it's
the SVU, but every time Maddie says it, he says the SUV, and then I caught myself doing it because Maddie does
it. You know, in all honesty, I was diagnosed with dyslexia as a young child, and when you're drinking and typing on Twitter, things happen.
But it's not just you, man. I heard, like, Marcel or someone do it on Brainstorm Brewery the last episode I listened to, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man. This is like, it's catching.
I blame marketing.
I blame marketing department.
I blame marketing because, like, you know, everybody's
Maddie,
you know,
is our marketing guy.
I blame marketing all the time.
Damn right I am.
Like, fucking, you know, everybody knows what an SVU is. Like, but, like...
You mean an SUV?
Everybody knows what an SUV is.
Does everyone know what a Mevy Meta is? Because you know, apparently marketing is failing.
Yeah,
you know.
No shit.
It's true that it just SUV rolls off your tongue easier than SVU.
It's because you're like, it's, you know, a hybrid, SUV. You know, but then brain blocks out like SVU, like, oh, that lady got raped. let's not talk about that.
You know what I hope? I hope poor frickin' Ginger Italian, someone better check his tattoo spelling. Because if he spelt it wrong on there, because I gave him the artwork.
I think
it was right. I saw it, so I think.
I think it's SUV.
If it says SUV, then it's like limited edition. Like, yeah, fucking,
it's a miscut.
It's like miscut beta. Fucking. Like,
oh, man.
Shit's worth so much money, or that's at least what we're going to tell him when he's just when he finally looks down at his cap and he's just all, this is SUV, you ass. Thanks, Maddie. We're just all, dude, that's miscut. That's extra rare. It's worth more money.
Everyone thinks I like big trucks.
Big trucks,
it's not trucks. It's not trucks.
Yeah. It's off-road vehicles.
Yeah, basically lifted minivans.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, while we're doing this fucking 50th episode, that's, you know, this is here for our fucking fans, like, that brings up a huge fucking shout-out to Mike Marcella, who's the only motherfucker who's got a fucking logo tattooed on him. Can I get a fucking, like, huge fuck yourself, San Diego?
Oh, yeah, go fuck yourself. That guy is, like, he's like no other, man.
And then the poor guy, like, you know, he's, like, his family life has fucking taken over. Like, he's got fucking mad kids. Like, he's got a litter of children now. Like, he's fucking, and you know what? He's doing, like, what he's supposed to do. Like, rather than being like, oh, I got a litter of children and I'm still going to fucking come on podcasts and play Magic all the time. He's like, no, I'm going to be a dad. And I'm going to do what I'm supposed to. And, like, he hasn't been around much on Twitter lately. But, hey, Mike Marcella, Ginger Italian, we haven't forgotten about you. You are fucking one of our fucking biggest fans, and we love you to death.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. And in all honesty, Tangent, man, I got to say, like, since the beginning, when I follow you on Twitter, and you were such a straight shooter and no bullshit.
Don't say straight shooter. He's an asshole.
No, he wasn't, man.
He doesn't mean I'm soft and gentle and cuddly. He's trying to say that I don't.
He doesn't take bullshit. Yeah, like, that's the one thing I admire right away about him. When I was like, man, this guy, like, even if you're like, everyone hates this guy, you're like, fuck, it doesn't matter. If the facts prove this.
That's why I think that he is such good friends with Dr. Jeebus.
Yeah, that I don't know how you do.
Because Jeebus is a great fucking dude. I love the guy with fucking all my heart. Great guy. But everybody hates Jeebus in the community.
Speaking of Jeebus, where the fuck is he? I didn't see him at all today.
So just like, oh, you know what? I'm going to align myself with Jeebus so that is I can be the biggest asshole on the planet and people will still think I'm a good guy.
You only aligned yourself with Jeebus because I tried to talk you into seeing the good side of Jeebus.
Yes. Yeah, you tried
were fucking scared as shit of him. What was that?
You tried to talk me into a threesome, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, I was like, you don't know until you try, man.
No, you don't know until you try. That is absolutely, like, I got to give Tangent credit in a lot of different fucking places. Like, one, he was the one, the person that got me to actually like Dr. Jeebus.
Which is a good and a bad thing.
It is, like, you know, it paints a target on your back, but you gain a good friend. He's actually a really good.
I want to call him that, I guess.
And Tangent was also the dude that, like, the reason I'm fucking here. I hate to be all fucking sentimental and fucking pussy, but, like, this is the reason I'm here. Like, I started paying attention to the Magic community at one point. Like, I started playing, and I was like, oh, this is fun. And then, like, I was like, I'm going to try out this Magic Online. Oh, no, this Magic Online thing is stupid. I'm just going to keep playing with my one friend at home, and that's that. And, like, I was paying attention. I was listening to podcasts. I was listening to A-Team, and I was listening to fucking, like, back then, I was listening to fucking Public Enemies before I was on it, and fucking, like, Mana Screwed and shit like that, and, like, you know, Tangent stuck out, and then Tangent disappeared for a little while, and then Tangent came back, and he started the Moto Heroes series, and I read the first fucking article, and I was just all, oh, my God. That's why I should get on Moto. and like, it was literally like, hey, you know, there's no fucking reason for you to have to, like, to me, it was like, there's no reason for you to have to not play fucking, like, Magic or play competitive Magic because you don't have a fucking, like, you don't have the time or you don't have a competitive Magic scene in your town. That's what Moto's for. And he started doing his shit. I was like, oh my God, this is fucking awesome. Started talking to the guy. Which
started
sure
timing he, out to me on,
yeah.
on
the game. Which I'm sure he regrets to this day. Like, I was just like, what's up, man? Let's fucking play some games on Moto. And he's just like, all right, cool, man. Right on. Let's do this. You know, the dude gave me a few cards and shit. Like, I'm sure, like, I remember you gave me, like, some Clifftop retreats that are probably worth more than they were when you gave to me. But, he's just like, hey, you know, here, let's fucking tune your deck up. Let's fight. Like, that kind of guy. Not like a, hey, you're an asshole. Later, I won.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Anyway, you know, he was just like, hey, man, fucking, you know, check this out. This is why your deck sucks right now. Because you're still in that
I don't remember
phase.
Exactly saying it like that. I think it was more like, it was more like it's pretty good.
No, no.
But, you know, it could be.
This is why your deck sucks right now, but maybe you should do this. Maybe you should do that. And, like, this guy brought me into the community. And, like, this is why I'm here right now. So
yeah, blame me, all you fuckers out
fitting.
There.
Like, it only seems fitting that, like, yeah. Now we have him as our last guest on the fucking episode.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, man.
And then we have to, him and I have to fucking log off and go fucking try to start our stream.
All right, yeah. Well, Tangent, if there's one thing you can do is send us off. Like,
I
only
will
you
send
know
you guys how. Off because, you know, every fucking time I'm in California, I only think of one goddamn thing to say, and that's go fuck yourself, San Diego!
Fucking 50 in the can, man.
I think that's fucking 50 in the can.
That's insane. That's insane.
That's fucking awesome.
And this is probably the longest cast ever. So,
dude, seriously,
congrats.
I was afraid.
Guys, seriously, like thank that's you. A big deal. I mean, I remember the A-Team's 50th episode. Me and Jeebus like fucking trolled them with we Rickrolled them. So it's pretty awesome that. If I would have realized, I would have had something prepared for you guys. But
no, and what's crazy, like, those motherfuckers are 100 episodes. Like, they're, like,
yeah, they're exactly 100 ahead of us. Yeah. Which is hilarious, because we started this. Like, it was, like, the birth.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
More yeah, like the afterbirth. That's why we started. Like,
the afterbirth.
We started is because, yeah, the afterbirth. Like, part of the reason we started doing this is, like, you know, Maddie's like, oh, there's a void here right now, because there was that spot. Where yep. The A-Team was like, you know, our 100th episode for like a month and a half. And then, like, it never came out. But Maddie's just like, hey, we should fucking start this. And so we happened to just, you know, our first episode on Mana Deprived was their 101, like, that week was their, like, 101 episode.
And isn't it funny? Because we were like, we just want to listen to something. So let's record our own show because we're some fucking narcissists.
Yeah, fuck this.
So
and
really,
and then what's even better? We fell behind an episode.
Yes.
The only time we've ever fucking missed an episode was when Maddie was literally in the
dying.
Hospital. And yeah. and so then Maddie gets home from the hospital and loads up our beta episode that we just sent out to some friends, you know, you included. Like, yeah. He loads up our beta episode for the 1 week that we missed and was just like, oh, you know, Maddie was in the hospital. We couldn't record. Okay, here's the beta episode. And so it kept us right in line. And then now it's literally, it's fucking whatever number they're on, like the A-Team is on, we're on the same number, just 100 episodes behind. But they know, as well as we do, that they're an episode, well, 99 episodes ahead of us instead of 100. Because...
Yeah, dude, it's pretty crazy.
All right, guys. Even
think about, like, Monday Night Magic, dude. They've been around for a century.
Yeah, so. Dude, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some shows that are over.
I appreciate you guys having me on, man.
No, thank you.
She's so cold a human. It's something humans do. She stays so golden solo. She's so number 9. She's incredible.